Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive, motivate to the fact to see successful guests, promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, welcoming you guys to the platform tonight, joining us here live in The Remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I want to go ahead and give out the call-out number. So if you're out there and you want to come over and you want to join us and you want to listen and you want to come to the chat room, you are certainly free to do that. So you can get yourself right on over just by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix, all one word, and come right on in. I want to welcome you if you're a first-time listener and you're out there listening. Welcome you to come on over and join us in chat. The chat room is open. I see you guys filling yourself up there. As well as if you want to listen via the phone, you can do that as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines, and you can come on in. So good to be here tonight in The Remix on this very, very special day. It's not that special, but it is special in so many different ways, and we're going to be talking about that. I want to send some love out to all of the brothers out there on this day that we have designated as Father's Day. We know that the men in our lives, the brothers in our lives, we should celebrate them every single day. And send love to them for fathering these things all across the globe, all across the world, with everyone on the planet. So sending love out to all the brothers out there. We're going to do a special dedication to the brothers out there that is listening via Remix Land, joining us in the forum. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, you can also sign up once you come over to the Remix platform and come on in and tell us who you are and sign up. Want to say welcome to the seen and the unseen. It's good to have your energy here and to have you guys here. Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience is going to be joining us here live in the forum tonight. In a moment, we're going to give out some international shots out. We're going to do our dance, get right in the mix. I know you guys all over are out and about celebrating the men, the fathers, the brothers in your life tonight, and that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, wherever you're listening from, however you're listening, just want to welcome you here this evening. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to get you locked right in to the remix. If you guys didn't get a chance to hear the show on Friday night, definitely you want to go back and check that out. Myself and Esther both hosted on the show. We had a great show. It was so good to be back and connect with all of you and find out what you guys are doing, because you're doing so much. You guys are doing so much all over, and you're really, really working your magic and getting into your magic in a very, very powerful way. And so that's always good to know that you guys are being true to yourself. You're being very authentic and just dedicated to your work and to your practice. And that's all we can ask for. And really just coming from that place of love. Because at the end of the day, love is the only thing that's real. And if we don't have love, then, you know, we're really just dealing with a whole bunch of smoke screen and mirrors. That's just going to keep passing the same story over and over again. So, so glad to be in love with you guys and have you guys here with us live in the remix tonight. So now, we're going to get started. I do want to remind you guys that it is Sunday night. And so I know a lot of you have placed orders for your Kim deck, and we can barely keep up with those orders. But I know a lot of you received your Kim deck this week. And so I want to just remind you guys, if you have your Kim deck, or maybe you purchased the Kim deck last year or just got it a couple of months ago, don't forget to go back over to www.msblueblast.com and /cards and leave a comment. Those comments, I get emails every single day, myself and Sister Manya can tell you, of someone telling us of how powerful the Kim deck has been with helping them with opening their third eye, their intuitive muscles, and being able to work that energy within yourself. And so if you're questioning whether or not this is something that you can do, and are you really tapping into these other dimensions and really making these connections with the ancestors or spirit guides or your higher self, the Kim deck is one of those ways that you can really connect with that energy, and it helps to build that up. It's one of those really, really ancient tools that our ancestors left for us in the form of an oracle, and that was the information that was channeled into the Kim deck. So you're working with your own energy. So much like you would go to the gym and you would physically give yourself a workout, that's what you're doing with this deck. What's very, very unique with this Kim deck than any other deck that's out there in the world, because we can use many different tools. What's different for this particular deck is that this deck was channeled for this time, for this era, for this time, for this soul group, for us. And that's the information that was received. I worked with the channels that were divinely given to me through spirit, along with the amazing sister, Pure Feminine Energy, who channeled off of the channels I got for the artwork, put it together with an amazing brother who came together, all three of us, and we brought that Trinity energy together to open up that gateway. And all of the energy that you guys have been putting into the Kim deck, each one of those is its very, very own personal portal, its personal gateway. And every time that you work with each one of those energies in the Kim deck, you are opening up different portals and gateways. And so they're becoming more strong and more intense for everyone. There is no learning curve. So I have babies as young as a year old that pull cards from the Kim decks, and brothers and sisters who are well in their early 80s working with the deck. So no prior knowledge, because you're working with you. You're working with your energy. And you get an hour-long CD that goes along with that. So I'll invite you that everyone in your home should have a Kim deck. You definitely should. Go check it out. If you don't have one, you can read the comments, because it's over 100 of brothers and sisters from all over the world and what they're saying about their experience with the Kim decks, which has been very profound. And so Sunday night, the orders go in. So it's a great time. If you kind of thought about it, or you maybe wanted to get it as a gift, this is really a great time to begin to work with that energy. So, you guys, oh, wow. So, you know, tonight, one of the other things that we're going to be doing tonight is myself and Brother Bilal, we're going to be doing readings tonight, very special readings. We've never, ever done readings like this ever before. I know I haven't, and Brother Bilal will speak about it once he comes on the line, but it's going to be a very special treat for all of you who showed up for this divine appointment this evening here. So we're going to be doing readings tonight and talking about a lot of the energy that's going on right now. And also just remind you guys that there's a lot of tools out there for you to help you. And the audio workbook is there as well. I'm going to be doing something very special. So many of you, I just want to thank who have invested in yourself and purchasing the audio workbook and working with that energy and sending that feedback to me about how it's helped you on your own path and your own journey, because that's what it's about. And so I want to remind you of that. The summer solstice is coming up. Oh, wow. Boy, we're in some tricky times here. I just kind of want to remind you guys about what we talked about last week, Friday, on the show, about us being underwater and also about those things that are going on in the Pacific. You know, we have what I like to call the powerful seven when it comes to the oceans around the world. And a lot of times when we're looking at things culturally, we tend to look through the Atlantic Ocean. But there's some really interesting things, like I mentioned on Friday, that's going on in the Pacific Ocean. And just recently, there was an earthquake that happened right off of the Pacific coast. And you're going to see more and more and more of this activity going on. And right now, there's talks of tsunamis coming up because, again, we're underwater, not literally underneath the water, but literally this is going to be the dominant flow of the energy that's happening on the planet right now. These are some really divine channels that have been coming through. So I'm going to share it with you guys as the information comes in. And really tonight we'll get into talking about more about what we can do to really just really begin to gain a higher level of understanding. Because what's really important to know is that just like we have energy centers in our body and in our energy, the earth has energy centers too in their body. And what connects us, our magnetic field, is connected to the earth's magnetic field. And so they go through different positions, such as the ley lines, as they are. And I can tell you, doing all of this traveling here that I've done in the last couple of weeks, I've crossed over so many different ley lines that it was insane. So even when you're in the airplane and they term the term when they call jet lag, you're not really getting jet lag. What it is energetically your body is moving over different energy centers. So you can almost think of it like the chakras. And even if we just go with the textbook and we use the seven major chakras, what's happening is your body is kind of bouncing. You're going from the heart chakra maybe to bouncing over here to the solar plex, to throwing yourself over here in the third eye. And then you're going over here in the crown chakra. That's what's happening when you're crossing over these ley lines, because the ley lines are like meridians inside of the body. So the earth has chakras too. They're called ley lines. And where this energy is. Now, the real interesting thing, and you guys do your own research on this, but the real interesting thing, and a lot of the energy that's been coming up, is that where these ley lines are, if you follow it throughout history, you will see some real fascinating shit that has happened on the planet where these ley lines are. There have been places, and even when we start to look in the east, there are places we can also look in different countries. But where there is war going on, because ley lines change, those ley lines have moved from time to time. And we've gained more ley lines, and ley lines have moved themselves. But ley lines do not cross over where there is a lot of destruction and war. You will not find a ley line. That ley line will literally make itself go all the way around, because the ley line energy is almost like, I guess you can call it life force energy. It follows the path of love. It follows the path of the authentic one. So when you're following the ley lines as they lay on the planet, they will follow the path of those who are very authentic. And even looking back through history, you will see where these ley lines were. They follow our people. And so when we're traveling with our people all across the country and we're studying them coming from Africa and different countries, you will see that their path, their journey, our journey, has followed on that ley line. So just some real interesting things, and just for you guys to keep yourself tuned into the Pacific Ocean, because we have a lot of activity going on. We'll touch on some more of this tonight as we begin to talk and Brother Bilal comes on and speak with us. I'm always so excited to hear Brother Bilal when he comes to the platform. Such an amazing brother that really just comes with a pure heart and really just to bring this information to us. And the interesting thing, you know, I was, and I'll get into that in a minute, but I want you guys to know that tonight, Father's Day, we're going to be talking about some real interesting energy here, some more interesting energy. We're going to be talking about sacred numbers and lessons of the West Hemisphere. Real interesting. So we're going to be doing readings. I see all of you guys on the phone lines. You're going to definitely want to tap into this energy as we get ready. So we're going to get into the show. Let's give some international shots out. I want to send some love out to all of you guys out there. And thank you guys so much. You've been connecting with me on Twitter. You've connected with me on Facebook, as well as sent emails to me. And I just can feel the love from everyone. And that means so much to me. It really does. So international shout out. Let's go. We're going to start with international shout out to everyone who's listening. Let's see. Something just popped up from Chile. Chile is in the house tonight. Argentina is in the house. Sweden is in the house. India is in the house. Japan is in the house. Norway is in the house. Jamaica, Australia, Germany. Spain is in the house. Argentina is in the house. Jamaica is in the house. The Barbados is in the house. Canada is in the house. And the UK is in the house. And, of course, we have the U.S., the United States in the house, and also all parts of Africa. Listening in tonight. So good to have you guys in the house tonight as we get ready for the share tonight. So how's everybody doing? How's everybody doing out there? Good to see you guys. I see you in the chat room. I'm still just so excited. Just so excited to be here, to be back. To talk about it and to talk about what's going on. So we're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to get ready to get into the share because there's so many things that we're going to cover tonight that Brother Bilal will be covering tonight. And, I'm excited about that, too, and just to hear what he has to say as we begin to talk on the remix tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Love and kisses to all of the papas out there, all of the fathers out there, and much love to Brother Bobby Hinnett, who has served as a spiritual father to so many of us. Bringing this occult knowledge and information that has never been on the planet before, like no one else has ever brought the information before, sending love to him as well. So, all right, you guys. Let's see. All right. So tonight, everyone, I want you to start to put some things to the forefront. I get so lonely. because we're going to be talking tonight, and a lot of what we're going to be talking about has to do with what's going on the planet at this time. So it is some great energy on the planet tonight. And we're going to be talking about what's going on in the heavens. All of the heavens. So, if you know what I mean. And really how to begin to stay in alignment with the energy, with the universal energy that's coming on. You know, I was speaking with Brother Plow right before. And one of the things that he told me was really, 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 really interesting. He said that since the Soul Body Workshop, he has done no reading, no lectures, no traveling. So I asked him to send me something to let me know what kind of mood he was in. Y'all guessed it, right? Feeling that Janet Jackson in the background, right? So, yeah. So, we're going to be kind of getting into this mood tonight. And we're going to be doing it remix style. That's the only way it can be. Because we're going to be tapping into some very, very high level frequencies tonight. I'm talking about going beyond this dimension. So we're going to be going past this dimension, you know, where the ancestors are, where your spirit guides are. We're going to be going out into other worlds. Yeah, we're going to be doing all of that here tonight. And we're also going to be talking about, and Brother Bilal will speak on this, there are some things that have been missing. You know, it's been missing from our soul group. And tonight, we're going to be able to give that back to each and every one of you. So we're all going to be diving in, and we're really, really going to put all of our soul juices together. All of our soul juices together. And just really, really tap into our magic. So, I hope you guys are ready, because I am definitely ready to start. I know y'all over there dancing. I know y'all dancing. I do want to let you know that it is a great time for you to grab a piece of paper and a pen, because you're going to want to take notes. This is a show that you're going to want to take notes. You know I believe in the power of the pen. Yes, because Brother Bilal is going to be breaking it down tonight. He's breaking it down for all of us here tonight, the brothers and the sisters. That's it, you guys. Only in the next. A whole lot of you guys. I know you guys are ready. We're still going to dance tonight. We still have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready to lift the energy up, welcome Brother Bilal to the platform, and do what we do right here live in the remix. I see everyone's in the house. Sister Munya's in the house. Esther's in the house. The remix family, Kali Mar's in the house. Erica is in the house. You know, Fetty's in the house. All of you guys are in the house. I see you on the phone and you're listening. Griffin in the house. I see you guys out there. And it's so good to see all of you here live in the remix. So we're going to move on. We're going to get ready to dance. It's going to be a different kind of dance. So I want you guys to just kind of follow my lead a little bit here. And I know you can, and I know you will, but it's going to be a different kind of dance. But first, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. Yes, 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 yes. If we can get this going here. Ooh, the energy is high tonight.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true. If nothing else moves you, life will. It certainly will. Now, here's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be dancing. And I picked this particular song for us to kind of move to, kind of get into the energy to, because of the message that we would be listening to tonight. And also because of Brother Bilal coming on tonight, we'll be talking about those things of astronomy, astrology, and numerology. Because those are some of the things that he deals with from a very, very ancient perspective. And coming from one that I've never really heard anyone deliver the information the way that he has. We've talked about this story, and he's certainly not new to the remix. So tonight, I want you guys to get up. And there is a very profound message in this song. And this song is close to my heart, and I know it's going to be close to many of you guys as well. Recently, I was in Nevada, and while I was there in Nevada, when I was doing my traveling, I got a chance to have this song performed to me one night live by the artist, by the God who's singing it. So it's really a special treat to play it tonight. What a better day to play it than on Father's Day. And I don't care if you don't have any children or not. You are a father. If you are a brother, you're a father. And so this is going to be our song that we play to raise up the energy. Welcome, Brother Bilal. And really just a dedication to all the fathers and men out there. Later in the show, I'm going to play something very special for all of my sexy, magical brothers out there. But right now, this song is for all of us, so we all can partake in this energy that's here right now, because we got some amazing energy going on. We talked about it last month, and I kind of dropped some hints to these particular dates and Brother Bilal as well. But tonight, yeah, this is a special night right here. So y'all ready? All right, so get yourself up. I know if you're at work, you can't move yourself around. But for those of you who certainly can, I don't want to see you in your chair, okay? So I want you to get up, get yourself ready. And when this comes on, I want you to literally take the words to heart. Take the chorus of this song to heart. So you ready? Here we go.
Big sight. New. Hank, hook up, big church. Y'all know how this thing go, you know.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo,
G. Roll up in the club.
Right.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and you folks later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I five double low, being something. Flashy rain, bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes, it's like a dope game. It seems my main thing was to be major pay. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these folks won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug rock. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Little like a thug nigga. All eyes on me, little life of a thug nigga, till the day I die, little life of a boss player, cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Can't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect, made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paycheck. Like a tight satellite, nigga, I'm forever bowling. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker ducking, get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going, I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do, what can I say, is there another way? Blunt and shit all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play, all eyes on me. All eyes on me. Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play, all eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me talk. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was way small. And that's why I blaze shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shot. On a scene major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate. Falling in the fast lane, hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit, I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the stress. This criminal lifestyle, he took us to bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me. Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my nigga. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker. Be like, ding.
God, life is a thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Till my life is a bitch. Cause even getting high.
Every motherfucking mother. I got busted toes and police watching, nigga. You know?
Till my life is a thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Till my life is a false play.
All eyes on me.
It's like what they think. I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. Really on that dope.
Live my life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scope.
till the day I die.
I know y'all know this is Thug Life. Y'all got me on the surveillance phone.
All eyes on me.
But I'm knowing.
There it is. Peace and love to you, Pac. All eyes on me. As we get ready to get into the show tonight, we're going to go ahead how about let's go ahead and welcome Brother Bilal to the platform. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
How are you doing, Miss Blue? How are you doing, Remix Family? Am I clear? How you doing?
Yes, we are clear. Happy Father's Day to you. I know it's something you celebrate every day, but happy Father's Day to you on this day.
Yes, thank you. And I'd like to send a shout out to all the fathers out there, you know what I'm saying? Even some of the mothers, you know, I was somewhere and I told somebody Father's Day, and some of the women say thank you, you know what I'm saying? So even some of the sisters are playing a father role, you know what I'm saying?
I do get that.
Yes. I am so glad to be back. It's been a while. It's been a minute. Underground, you know? Yes.
I definitely understand that as well, too. And it's good to have you back on the platform. I know that there is a lot going on. I kind of could hear Marvin Gaye talking about what's going on because it's a lot of energy out there. I can definitely feel it. I can see it in actions of people and things that are happening. So that's the first thing that I want you to kind of talk to us about. What's going on?
Oh man, it's so much. Where can I start? And you know, for those who don't know, I used to do this for corporate companies. I used to do this for big business because they were interested in when they get the applications, they want to make sure they have the right chemistry of people working together. So I used to put teams and pools of people together to make sure that they work with that good chemistry, just like with that championship team. So I say that to say a lot of people been reaching out to me, looking to see, what's going on with this energy. It's like every day is like a full moon. Shit is so crazy. Yeah, fires and tornadoes, flood. You understand? I gave my word not to even communicate, what I picked up until I talked to the Remix family. So I have been speaking. Like I said, I've been underground and we are in some historical times, and it is a true testament that a lot of us are really living in history.
Yes.
The first thing I want to bring up is what happened on May the 25th. They had the last lunar eclipse, and this was a real big one. This was a real big one.
Yes,
you know,
it was.
A lot of people, this was real big. It's a major shift inside of the magnetic field, okay? And, they're looking for a lot of things to happen. And when I say a lot of things to happen, I always think about disaster and things falling down. But think even more so of signs. Okay?
Yes.
And we are truly living in that time. What we have coming up is a lineup that hasn't happened in about 971 years. This is the last time these planets lined up like this. It's called the Grand Trine, T-R-I-N-E. And that alignment is Neptune is at home in Pisces, which is in water. Saturn is in Scorpio, which is water again. And what's going to happen about 10:10 on the 21st of this month, Jupiter is crossing over into Cancer, which is water again. If you look at the chart, it's making a pyramid. It's making a pyramid. It's really creating a vortex, just like the Bermuda Triangle. It's making a triangle.
Yeah.
In the same.
I was going to say that's interesting. You know, one of the things that I talked about on the show on Friday, just based on some channels that I got. Is that we were underwater at this time and that a lot of activity would be coming out of the Pacific Ocean, And so great, great to confirmation to hear that, you know, this has a lot to do with that energy.
It would sound like a contradiction since a lot of fire going on right now. So, you know, the last thing you're thinking about is water. And when I did listen to the show Friday night, you know, I'm not even amazed no more, because every time I do the soul alignment readings, it's like so many people say, man, Ms. Blue told me this 2 years ago. It's confirming, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
I'm like, damn, she really be on it, you know what I'm saying? So, but what happened is, yeah, we have moved, we're going to move into nothing but water. And, you know, water is the strongest magnetic field there is.
Yes, yes.
The last time this happened, like I say, was 971 years ago, and it only lasted for about 6 months. This time, it's going to last about 18 months. This is all pineal gland.
Yes.
This is, look, let me tell you something. It's going to reactivate itself in this magnetic field.
Yes.
And at the same time, now check this out. At the same time, we have Pluto and Uranus squaring off with each other. And let me tell you what that means. Anytime they meet at a 90-degree angle at the same position in a different house, it's a lot of energy and magnetic shift go on in the magnetic field, okay? So Pluto and Uranus is meeting up seven times between 2011 and 2014. So every time you see this shift, it creates one of those, you know, either you see an earthquake or volcano erupt, because this is a lot of energy pulling. And this square here, this, don't think of just like when you're fighting, you're squaring up, fighting someone. Pluto and Uranus works together. Pluto is the father. Okay? And just like that with Disney World, right? They call Pluto the dog. You understand?
Right.
Pluto the dog. Because you know the dog back with his dog. You understand? So Pluto plays that position, because remember, Pluto is a sun. So Pluto and Uranus been squaring off, and the only thing, the last time this showed up in this position, I told you, it didn't happen in almost 40 years since Pluto was in the same position it's in now. The last thing that happened, it was developed in the country right around in 1776, and also this interrupted all politics, government, and religion.
Yes.
So what you see right now, you've seen a lot of politics. You've seen a lot of government getting hit now. The second half of this is going toward religion. And not an attack on religion. It's just spirituality is going to rise so high, religion is going to take a backseat. Because they are two totally different things.
Totally different.
And at the root of all religions is astronomy. That's how they put everything together. And we'll talk about that later in the show. So that's a square that's going on with Pluto and Uranus. But what's getting ready to happen, check this out. When Jupiter crossed over into Cancer, then Uranus and Jupiter are going to be squaring off.
Wow.
See, this is a lot of energy going on. So you're talking about it's making... This on a universal grid. Now, so you're talking about you're going to have some major planets all in water. Jupiter in Cancer.
Yes.
Neptune at home in Pisces. And Saturn, Kronos, in the transformation, which is Scorpio, with the water.
Right.
And you know, each one of these zodiacs have a twin opposite. The opposite of the water is Earth. So one foot is going to be on water. The other foot is going to be on Earth. You're getting ready to watch some historical stuff.
Yes, and this is why, I just kind of wanted to get in there to say this. This is why you will see the earthquake come first, and then you will see the tsunamis and the storms. These things are going to start to turn themselves up. It's going to be a lot of activity, and you can speak on this too, coming from the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean, I spoke about this during Friday's show, but the Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean body of water there is in the world, the Pacific. But there's some real interesting things that happen in the Pacific Ocean that a lot of people don't talk about. And so we're very familiar when it comes to our slave trade that happened and we went through sort of that passage through the Atlantic Ocean. But there's another
right.
one called blackbirding.
Mm.
And blackbirding was another slave trade. But
mm-hmm.
I want you to understand the difference between blackbirding and what this happened in the 1800s. When this first came up, and I've done some Akashic record readings with a couple of brothers and sisters around the world, and at the time, I didn't know what blackbirding was. But blackbirding is when people are recruited through trickery and they're kidnapped into slavery. That's the difference. Now, interesting enough that we talk a lot about the slave trades and how they came through through the Atlantic Ocean. Y'all bear with me because I'm kind of channeling a little bit here, but I think this is a good place to bring this up at this time. But they don't talk about how, because there is a ley line that goes that way, and it follows the path as it comes from Africa and it goes towards the east. Now, we know a lot about our connection when it comes to the east and also that of the west and also that when it comes out of the continent of Africa. Well, there is approximately, well, let me take you guys back. I'm going to give you a throwback. Remember when we did the show Sisters of Transformation? I don't know how many of you remixers.
Oh,
I know we got a lot of new ones. But during that particular time, there was a gateway that was opening up. And I told you how the sisters woke me up, Ida B. Wells, you know, Madam C.J. Walker. They woke me up and told me I had to do this show, had to put these things in place because there was going to be something that happened and it was going to open up a very, very powerful gateway. Well, while we were actually in the meditation, that's when the tsunami, the hit and the earthquake and all of that stuff happened. It happened at the precise time when we were going through the meditation. And so this is just another testimony of listening to these things of spirit. Now, I will say this. This
before you go any further, let me see how on it you are, because I was listening to the remix. I had never been on a remix at that time, but you know, I always been studying the planets. That 2011, when that earthquake hit Japan, that
right.
was one of the squares with Pluto and Uranus. That, you know, so it's just to see how many people are really on it. You know what I'm saying?
So
and another thing, the weather is, we are manipulating the weather. I don't want to say manipulate, but we are the weather.
We are the weather. Yes. We are the weather.
So, you know, a lot of these places that get hit, just like you say, you know, every hurricane come off the coast of Africa. You understand?
That's right.
But what happened also, there's a lot of storms go toward Japan because, see, whatever you do in the dark going to come to light anyway. And another thing, this is what you got to understand. Right now, the planets are lined up like we are in 1930. The planets do not know the difference in what time it is. I don't know if it's 1930, 1960, 2013.
Yes.
That's a man-made concept. The stock market has crashed. You understand? The energy right now is the same position when the stock market crashed. So look what just happened with the stock market. It's at an all-time high. They are lying.
Yeah.
You understand?
That's right.
Because it's
that's
the
right.
same energy. So now it's at a record 15,000. That is the illusion. You understand? And all
that's
these
right.
things are falling apart. You cannot hide your hand even if you try. There's no way you'd be getting hit. With a typhoon and a hurricane is the exact same thing. There's just a different name because of geographic location. That's it.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm going to be
very
honest. I never heard of the black. What you say today?
It's called blackbirding.
Blackbirding.
Blackbirding. And I'm going to tell you, this blackbirding started, they document it to be somewhere in the 1800s, but the blackbirding actually started way before then. The blackbirding actually was going on, I'm going to say, in the early 1300s, as early as that particular time. Blackbirding was going on. It's just that those that were coming from the West didn't know and they didn't have a name for it because they give things a name once they find out what it is. But also during this passageway, and we're talking about the Pacific Ocean again, that's happening in this area, there are so many of our ancestors, and I want you guys to understand this, because this is truly where the East meets the West, that that is their holding spot in the Pacific Ocean. That is the holding spot that they're in. Now, I will, as this is being revealed to me, because I know that we will play a very, very key role in releasing a lot of this energy and releasing a lot of these spirits in this particular area that is in the Pacific Ocean, because that's where it's coming from. And so Friday, when I mentioned it to you, and then I woke up the next day and seeing that there was that earthquake and that they're expecting a tsunami, and that is coming off of the Pacific coast, that was confirmation. Right. I only tell you guys this so that you can understand it. And so at this point, this is why this year I have said we are magic makers. Doesn't mean we're not still learning and growing, but we have a greater responsibility to the conscious collective than just sort of sitting back taking a lesson. I wanted this year, last year, and the year before to be all about us doing our work. Those of us that know that we have sort of been in this place to do this kind of work. And in return of that, of course, with a pure heart, something Brother Bobby Hinnett talks about all the time, and we all kind of model ourselves after, there is sort of something in exchange. Because anytime you begin to work with energy that lives on the fifth dimension and you're doing this type of work, there has to be an exchange. And so for you giving this time and this energy to really help open up this portal to free them, that's going to be the exchange. And so a big part of what we're doing tonight is really laying this down for what is to come. And those signs and symbols are going to be coming out of that area. So when I say watch the Pacific coast, because it's going to be a lot of activity happening in that arena, because this is where it's about, if I had to give you a number, I would say about 12,000. About 1,200,000 people, souls, are in sort of that grid. And how I was able to go back and look at that, when I was studying a lot of those things that happened with blackbirding, that was one of the ways that even coming from the East, they had taken a lot of people from the East who incarnated from the East, and putting them into trickery, into slavery. What they don't want to tell you is that it was a lot of our people coming from Africa and also leaving from the West that also got caught up in blackbirding too. They don't talk about that. We know that we are connected with the Atlantic passageway, but we're also very strongly connected with the Pacific passageway.
This energy is not good for people. It's not good for hypocrites. It's not good for backstabbers. It's not good for people with a lot of hatred, because all of that, when that planet crosses over into all that water, the magnetic field is going to pay you the ticket. You see, what's going on, you know, with all these disasters, and it's costing the insurance companies by the billions, because you gotta pay. You gotta pay. You see, you're not gonna get away from your payment. You don't have to pay now. You don't have to pay then, but you will pay the price.
You will
pay your ticket.
That's right.
And we are in that energy of payment. And this is one of the main reasons you see all these end of the world movies. I mean, look at all of these end of the world movies. Check this out. You know that the end world, the World War Z coming out on the 21st, which when Jupiter is crossing over. Tell me they don't know these things.
Of course.
But what happened, they do 20, 25-year, 30-year plans.
Yeah.
You understand? That's what I'm saying. They plan, just like you plan on going to the club and the party next week, they plan 25 years in advance. That's what type of planning going to studying these planets and these stars. because they also understand that we are moving the planets. The planets really not manipulating us. We dictate a lot of what's going on with these planets. And the grand trine is all for Venus. This is all for Venus. So Venus could go back into its proper orbit. Venus is so supposed to be going counterclockwise, and Venus is going clockwise. So this magnetic shift is even going to put Venus back in its proper order, is in reverse from what is going now. It's a lot of things shifting.
Yes.
So you got After Earth, all these end-of-the-world movies for some reason at this time. Because like I told you on the last show, you have to plant the seed early so when the energy takes over, it's already in the people.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So now we have this big one out, which is the Man of Steel. I talked about this some months ago. This Superman.
Yes.
This Man of Steel. This is a very write this number down. Write this number down. This is the sacred number for tonight. This is the sacred number for tonight. It's the enigma. The number is 4140 4140. Whenever you get a chance, research 4140. This number is also in Revelations. I'm not going to tell you where it in Revelation, but if you peer at heart, you'll see it. 4140.
Yeah.
All right? And what happened, this is the element that's represented by number 42. Okay? This metal, this is steel. This is a grade of steel they use. All right? This is the Man of Steel. Think about, remember the men that built America? And it was showing Carnegie. They built the whole country with this steel.
Yes.
And steel is iron and carbon put together. So the steel wouldn't be steel without the black element, without the carbon, without the melanin. It's steel. It wouldn't be
That's
steel.
That's right.
So Superman got some black in him. You understand? So we're talking about the Man of Steel, okay? And this is also the metal they use to make gun barrels. They make guns with this grade of metal, which is 4140. Okay. And I'm gonna give you the spelling of what the name of the metal is. If everybody's ready to write it down, and I'm gonna show you something once you write this down. MOLYBDENUM. MOLYBDENUM. And that's molybdenum. Now look at the beginning of that word. What's the beginning of that word, Miss Blue? What'd that say?
MOLY.
Every rapper in the world is saying Molly's right now. We popping Molly's.
We popping Molly's.
They also use this metal in incandescent light bulbs. All right. So we talking about this element of steel here. So, but I want you to also transfer this. Look at this. Watch this symbol. I want you to take this MO in this metal, right? Because I'm going to show you where this metal and this whole ritual is going on in the United States. All right. MO is the abbreviation for this metal. What state is that?
Missouri.
More specifically, it's St. Louis, Missouri. What's unique about St. Louis? What's so significant about St. Louis? The home of Scientology.
Yes, the home of Scientology. The show me state. I think their bird is the bluebird.
Yes. But what is this also the home of? The Gateway Arch.
Yes,
that's
the Gateway
built with
Arch.
The same metal.
Steel.
Let me tell you why this is so important. Because we are moving to the west hemisphere of our brain. St. Louis is the gateway to the west side. Your right side of the body is the right hemisphere of your brain. St. Louis is the gateway of the arch. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about this, too. It sits on the Mississippi, which is the United States version of the Nile.
Yes.
It sits right on the Mississippi. And see, what people don't understand, this is where they're doing a Moses ritual. This is where Moses sit at. See, Moses split the Red Sea. He went from the left hemisphere and crossed over into the Promised Land, which is in the right hemisphere. All right?
Yes.
You
yes.
with me here? You got me?
Yes.
So what happened? Now I want you to think about this here, because it's three cities. There's three things I'm going to give you here. And this actually came in. I'm going to tell you what the confirmation was. This came in about 3 or 4 days before they had the tornado in St. Louis. It was all confirmation. It was a wrap. It was so many things hidden at one time. The information is in the air. All you have to do is pull it down. What's
yes,
west of St. Louis? What's the major city west of St. Louis? Are we talking about the gateway to the west? What's west of St. Louis?
What's St. Louis? Is it Arkansas?
No, west is Kansas.
We're still in Missouri. Okay.
We're still in Missouri. Now, who grew up in Kansas? Who grew up in Smallville?
Superman. Yeah, Superman.
They're doing rituals on people. Superman is a rich. They don't even call him Superman no more because they don't want him to get caught up in that vortex of getting killed from that energy.
That's
so they
right.
call him, he's the Man of Steel now.
Yeah.
He's not Superman. But Kansas, okay? So I want you to, when you get a chance, get the United States map and draw a line from St. Louis to Kansas. And then there's one more place that's connected to all of this, and that's Arkansas.
Yeah.
Now you'll never think, but why Arkansas? Spell Arkansas. You know Arkansas is Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's
Kansas,
the archway
yeah.
of Kansas, but the
yeah.
thing that's happening in Arkansas is the diamond mine.
The diamond mine, yeah.
It's a diamond mine. Mm.
The only mine that is still existing. It is the only active diamond mine still in existence in the United
yes.
States.
Yes. And one of the only places you can mine crystals, yeah, that's right. And if you take these three points and make a triangle with it, you have another vortex right there. Check that whole area out. These are all rituals because we're talking about the gateway to the west. We're talking about the gateway to the west. So now I want you to even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about, but think about this here. You see, this is why the astrology and astronomy is so important, because if you want to know who the baddest astrologers and astronomers are, right at the Vatican.
Yes.
They hit all the information. They know it. Oh, they have all the ancient knowledge on all the planets. They got the movement. They got it all. The Vatican right now owns the biggest telescope in the world. Do anybody
wow.
know that? It's in Arizona. Do anybody know that? Do anybody know that?
Yeah.
Ask them in the chat room, what is the name of this telescope that the Vatican, the Jesuit priest in the Arkansas state, what's the name of the telescope? Who in the chat room knows the name of the telescope?
Let's see. They say they know it, so let's see. Let's see how fast they can Google that name.
Who know that? They have the biggest
no
telescope they could. No one?
No one knows.
It's in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to give it. We ready for it?
We ready for it.
The name of the telescope is Lucifer.
Lucifer, yes.
And that's
Lucifer.
A fact. That's a fact. A fact.
And the Vatican have it. Yes, and it's all
the Vatican have it.
That's
the
deep.
Vatican have it.
That's deep.
The Vatican have it. That and that's
mm-hmm.
a fact. You understand? So you know all of the work I do is always designed to help us get to that next level, okay?
That's right.
And
yeah.
We're gonna cross over to this West Hemisphere tonight. And I tell you what, the soul body workshop was so powerful. You know, man, we did so much with the body.
Oh yeah.
Something happened when I was down doing some studying for the last few weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I ran across a journal I had some time ago. And this is strictly for the left hemisphere here. It was a journal. It was some writings I did in 2001. Okay, because I was looking. I know I had this already, and it's so crazy. I said, "Damn, look how in line is blue." It's got. I kept hearing you say Friday night, the Trump, and in this book in my journal I had what the Trump card was.
Mm.
I wrote it to myself like a time capsule. I wrote what the Trump card was, and don't be scared to use it. But it's the Trump card for the left hemisphere. And I said, damn, what's the chances of me, you know, seeing this right now, right? So, cause you know, we were just talking about the diamonds, right? We think about the diamonds.
Yeah.
And you know that's America's favorite pastime sport is the baseball field, which they play on the diamond.
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to think about this one position on this baseball field, which is the umpire.
Mm.
What is the role of the umpire?
The umpire is like the observer. He observes the game, and he is sort of that extra pair of eyes. That's what the umpire is. It's he sort of kind of calls the shots, you know. He makes the calls. Yeah.
Mm. Because now I want you to think about this. I want you to. What's the nickname for the umpire? What they call him? The ump, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ump.
Mm-hmm. The ump. Uh huh.
As UMP. Tell everybody write that UMP down. The ump. The ump.
They did.
Right?
They got it already. They on it.
All right. Put the TR in front of it. They already see it, huh? They see it?
Uh-huh.
Put the TR in front of the ump. You got the TR in front of what that say? Trump, right?
Trump, yep.
See, the observer is the Trump.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something I heard live, okay? I have a brother who was in the meeting with Jay-Z, okay? He was doing some business up in New York. And he asked Jay-Z a question. He said, man, what is the key to your success? I mean, this is real. This actually happened, okay?
Right.
And, you know, he had it on speaker, so we could hear. And Jay-Z said one thing. He said, I do everything Jay-Z tell me to do. And it went over your head for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Well, shit, that don't, you know. Well, shit, I mean, I listen to everything I say, dude. You know, this shit don't always work, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So, and then I want you to think about it. Because, see, this way I go to quantum physics again. Because, you know, in quantum physics, they're looking for the God particle, right?
Yes.
Nobody could agree what this God particle is. So, they're making a hypothesis. Which is what?
Educated guess.
Yes. Because they are looking for the host. Who's hosting this party on the universe? And all Jay-Z was saying is, Jay-Z is the host and Sean Carter is the educated guesser.
Love it.
So even and watch this here, and this is why you have to stay humble, because as much knowledge as I have about the planets and everything I studied, knowledge I think I have, I'm still the guest of this show. Mm. And Miss Blue is the host. And no matter how educated, it would be an educated guest. That's the left hemisphere. The left hemisphere is always guessing. The right hemisphere know for sure. Because now think about when you're playing spades. You play spades? You ever play spades before?
Oh, I love spades. I used to be badass in spades, me and my brother.
Oh, that means you must talk across the board and all that type of shit. Yeah, I'm not talking about all that cheating. I'm talking about
No. No so, cheating. So me and my brother, so my parents, my dad used to have us play adults. He was good.
Okay. Now, but think about, what's the trump card in spades? What's the trump card?
I'm going to say, for me, the trump card in spades was the deuce.
You're absolutely right.
The deuce.
It's called, what is it called? Deuce is wild?
Deuce is wild.
because think about this here. Think about the entity of a brother like Jay-Z and Sean Carter. You see, they're a deuce. They're a pair.
Yes.
They've been together for a while. Even Osiris had a nickname, which was Pepe.
Mm-hmm.
Pepe was the observer.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? The observer sees everything. It's the educated guesser that's falling into doubt. That's the left hemisphere of the brain. Even in spade, to stay clear in spade, that's what you have to do. Call a spade a spade.
A spade, that's right.
Call a spade a spade. Okay? And find out who's hosting you. Who's your host and who's the guest.
Right.
And sometimes the host be a nickname. You know what a nickname, you know, just think about if you're using a razor and you nick yourself. So when you nick something, you're talking about something sharp. So it's a sharp name. A nickname is a sharp name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sharp part of you. Very astute. That don't miss anything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the trump card to the left hemisphere of the whole left hemisphere is total, honest, self expression.
Yeah.
I know that shit sound easy. Yeah. I know it sound like, damn, that's just not it. That just can't be it.
That's it. That's it right there.
For the left hemisphere is calling a spade a spade.
Mm.
Calling a spade a spade. Because what I was seeking to do, I was like, if it's that easy. And see, this is how you know it's a left hemisphere issue, because 95% of all language and speech comes from the left hemisphere. The right hemisphere
does
not recognize language and speech unless you're singing your message, unless you're singing to someone to break up with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It goes in, the left hemisphere is language and speech. So it's a left hemisphere issue. So I went a little deeper. I wanted to know what was taught to us to cut off our full self-expression.
Mm.
The thing that interrupted our full self-expression is we got caught up in the idea of loss.
Yeah.
If I truly express myself in this relationship, I'm going to lose my partner. If I truly express and say how I feel on this job, I'm going to lose my job, be on the street. Everything you connected to is total self-expression is you connected to losing some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So I wanted to go a little further. I said, well, shit. Where did we get this idea of loss from? What started this? What sprung off this web of loss? Guess what's at the root of all loss and why we fear self-expression.
What's that?
When we grow up, they introduce us to playing games.
That's right.
Hopscotch, jacks, sorry, you sorry ass. You sink my battleship, sock 'em, rock 'em, roll. Any game, football, everything that's a game is connected to someone losing and winning.
That's
so
right.
Even
the competition.
If you win, you're still building a template in your mind that you could have lost.
Lost. That's right.
You playing a card game. You playing spades and scared to call six books for a game because you fear you could lose. And you start patterning your whole life behind losing. But it comes from growing up playing games. That's why these sisters so pissed off with these brothers. He said, all he fucking do is play damn games. Because he grew up playing battle and sock 'em, rock 'em, robot in all these different games to knock him off. You understand? So so he's not going to do anything else but play games. So I want you to think about the idea of you getting a new, people don't even have DVD, but just say DVD player, right?
Right.
And you plug the DVD player up into the wall, and it don't come on. What are you going to say?
It don't work.
It don't work. Brothers ain't working. They sitting at home playing the PlayStation. They playing games.
That's a good one.
If it don't work, it can't play. You understand what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
Because, look, when you plug it into the wall, you're plugging it into the source. That's how you know brother's
into
not plugged in.
Right.
Because
they playing games.
They're playing games. So what else you can expect from a person playing games except to play games?
Yeah.
Do you know the
play
code of the street? Do you know the code of the street? Any brother doing anything, they never give up their source.
That's right.
Do you understand? Because the source is everything, but you got to get back connected. Because that's what's blocking your real self-expression. You're figuring you could lose, and then when you start playing with your language, you just started playing games. So you could eventually get game ran on you because you're setting the tempo to play them. So think about the people putting all the emotions in my basketball team. Is he? That's not your damn team. You don't know. You don't even know the owner name. You don't know. The you don't know the damn owners. You can't tell me the owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You can't tell me the owner of the. You don't know the owner. They let you see the coach. When the last time you saw a Jewish basketball player? They own the team because they're not playing games. So that's why we go into the West Hemisphere. We going into the West Hemisphere. I'm exposing something because see, we're going to talk to the 24 scientists tonight because the last scientist has made it back. And I'm going to go into that in a minute. Yeah, we're going to go into the 24 scientists. I'm going to tell you the position there. Then I'm going to tell you the seat that Satan's sitting in. Get your ain't there.
Yes, yes.
All right. But this was causing all the fear of losing. And see, even if you're talking about going into that water element, so you're talking about watch for the drowning. Don't let nobody drown you out. Call a spade a spade.
That's right. That's right. That's true. That's true. You know,
call a spade a spade.
That's so true. So
because see, energy can't go nowhere because if you don't, that's why you got so much weight gain in the black community because we don't express ourselves because the energy is still in you.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, just think about it like this here. Think about it like this here. Think about you driving and the car is coming straight at you. It's coming so fast, it's nothing else you could do but take the impact. So what is going to cause you to do?
Brace yourself.
You're going to brace yourself, right?
Yeah, you breaking yourself.
When that car hit you, all of that energy is impacting you at one time, like the big bang. That energy is going to your body. That's why the law, you come to the car and see you getting ready to die, but he knows you get out the car, he's looking at your car, and you look like you're doing good, and you're walking around, and the lawyer said, give me a call a week later when you start aching, because he knows you're going to start aching. That's how he knows you're going to start aching, because you can't get that energy out unless you work it out. Just like when when you work out at the gym and you're working your legs or your arms start hurting, but you got to go work it out.
You got to work it out, yes.
So when you get hit in this car, there's no way to get this energy out of you unless you work it out. But okay, what you say you're going to do before that car hits you?
Brace yourself.
So you just, listen at this, you just embraced that energy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, let me give you another example of that. When sisters feel their man starting, they get that little feeling that their man doing something in the street, right?
Yes.
They see it coming. They see the car coming. So what they do in that relationship, what they go do? Brace themselves.
Yeah, they going to brace themselves.
And then when they find out what he's doing, it's just like getting hit by the car. And it's just like the lawyer said, hey, give me a call a week later. Because soon as Tina Marie come on, somebody come on the song, it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you like pain in your body.
Right.
Because you've
embraced
that energy.
You've embraced it. You know, there's been times that I've seen something and I knew it was going to happen. And you know what people say, you see it coming, you know it's coming. So you brace yourself kind of for it. And then when it hits you, you're like, oh, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. No, you got
to
work it out.
Energy, start expressing it out. Start working it out.
You got to start working it out.
I'm feeling some shit ain't right. I don't know what it is.
That's right.
I'm not going to hold on to this damn energy. Now check out where the weight gain come from. All right, let's go back to the relationship. We're back in the relationship, right? She feels something going on, but they're supposed to be getting married in another year, so they already planned and told the whole family and spent money down payment.
Right.
So she done already built up an intention in life with this person in her head. All of the energy is trapped in her. And then she find out he out there cutting up, and he done cut up to a point where he all in the family with this bullshit, and she got to leave him alone. But now where do all these goddamn pictures of them getting mad, where all that fucking energy go at?
That's
She's stuck with it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's why you have the full self-expression, say what's on your mind. I don't give a
damn.
I don't care what you think you go damn lose. If you don't, this is the key to your health, and your health is your wealth.
That's right. That's right.
Full self-expression. It's called Omega Yod. Omega Yod. And what that means is it's the last damn hand. This is the key to winning with any damn hand you dealt.
Omega Yod.
Don't get comfortable because you got a damn king or ace in your hand, because you thinking you got the ups on somebody. That's how you think you got the ups, because you got a little extra edge. People could beat you with deuces and threes and fours and fives because you're paying attention to this goddamn hand. Because you got some pain, no guarantee you're going to win shit. You get what I'm saying?
That's beautiful. Yes. Yes.
You would trump everything. That is no other trump card. Because if you don't use this trump card, you will not get into the promised land, which is the right hemisphere. Because it has to cross over that hemisphere, that split, and go into the promised land. That's what Moses was talking about when he split the Red Sea. It was red because he's talking about in the damn brain. They ain't talking about no goddamn water. They ain't talking about no water on the damn outside.
No. No, internal. And you know, something else, Brother Bilal, I'll say this. I've noticed over the last couple of months, the readings that I've been doing, and I've been able to tap into this energy even more myself, is that all of those who I will say that have definitely come for readings their pineal gland is already open.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I will say is that when you're born, all of your chakras are intact. There is absolutely nothing. Your chakras are fully developed and they're intact.
Right.
They are intact for you. For us who are conscious, because it's a lot of talk about people. I've even had people say where they felt like maybe someone took their pineal gland out of them or something happened to their pineal gland. Your pineal gland is already activated. That's not the problem. When I look at most people energetically and I'm taking a look at their pineal gland, the front of their pineal gland is gorgeous. It's beautiful. I'm looking at the Remix family now, and I'm looking at everyone, and the front of their pineal gland is so beautiful. But what people don't talk about when it comes to the third eye and these energy centers is the backside. Because really, if you want to be able to process this information, it is not about you per se opening your pineal or expanding it. That's not what it's about. Most people don't. If you're listening to the Remix or you tapped into your own level of consciousness, that's not the problem. Whatsoever. I have not met someone that was the problem, not the front side. Front side is beautiful. Some people need to expand it more, but really where the issue comes in is the back. When I look at the chakras, I can see the line, almost like a ley line, but coming out of the body. It kind of opens itself up almost like a cone, spinning cone, on front and back. I just see them as wedges of light. We'll stay with the textbook definition here. The backside of the chakra is where you receive this information. It comes in from the fourth dimension. Some would say the fifth dimension, where you receive it from the ancestors, your spirit guides, other realms, other universes. I wish there's other universes out there, other dimensions. You receive that information in through the back. Now, what happens when that information comes in the back? It's where the distortion comes in is because we are not grounded, or the person is not grounded enough in their physical body to even take on the impact. What made me think about this right now is when you talked about bracing yourself. So we get all of this. Everyone likes to work. We're like quadriplegic when it comes to our spirituality. We only want to work from the waist up. We don't want to do any work from the waist down unless it involves some sort of sexual act. But pretty much we spend most of our days sitting. A lot of people, or if you do a job that requires you to stand, you're only working the top portion of your body. You're not working the lower portion. But what happens and where the distortion is coming in is that people are not grounded. And I'm not just talking about walking on grass. I'm talking about really getting that electromagnetic field that has to do with those chakras. Those energy centers, whatever you want to call them, that sit below, which starts at the base of your foot, where your soul is. That's why they call the bottom of your feet the soul. Because that's where the energy comes in to ground you inside of your physical body. And so what happens is, so many people are not grounded. It's not their pineal that's the problem. They're not grounded in their physical human body. We want to do everything to get out of this body. But in order for this information to work here, this is how we do it. Because what happens is our spirit guides, ancestors, other dimensions, and other realms is reading your aura. That doesn't lie. That does not lie.
Powerful.
Yeah. So I just kind of wanted
I totally agree with that.
Talk about that for just a second.
You know what, and I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm getting ready to, this is what we'll do, because I love learning in real time, and I'm going to say these two things here. You know, and I got this from a business partner of mine. He used to always say this here. He used to trip me out when he said, he said, I know what I know. He said, I know that. He said, but I also know what I don't know. You understand? He said, I know what I know, but I also know what I don't know. And when we did that Soul Body workshop,
yes,
it's something I learned that blew my mind.
Oh, me too.
Because I did not know this.
And I didn't either. I know what you're going to say. Because I
what
was back home. It is that your eyes are the same size when you were born.
That's
one of the
crazy.
The few things on your body that does not change. Your eyes, when you were 1 day old, is the same size as your eyes.
When you were born. That means they come here ready.
Yes, they come ready.
98% of our world is built off of what we perceive through our eyes.
That's right.
So let me now watch now but look, watch this connection. I'm getting ready to give you something. Watch this connection.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the third eye, the pineal gland, right?
Yes.
There's 24 nerves that's wrapped around this pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to study them, they're called cranial nerves. Your cranium, they're cranial nerves. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 12 pair. It's one going to the left hemisphere. It's one going to the right hemisphere. But it's making up 24 nerves, and they all confer with the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes to the story of the lost tribe of Shabazz.
Mm.
See, there were 24 scientists at the table 50,000 years ago, and a lot of these scientists plotted to do some very devious things. This is also the story of Hiram, how they killed him and buried him due west, because what's happening, this scientist was positioned on the right hemisphere, which is the west of your body. Okay? This nerve is in the 10th position. It's 12 pair, but this nerve is in the 10th position on the right-hand side. I'm getting ready to give you the name of it, and this is the one that's been missing that has made it back home. When you get some time, research this nerve, because this is very important to activate it. This nerve is connected to the longest vein in the body. And this is the spelling of it. V-A-G-U-S, the vagus nerve. It's in the 10th position. It's
mm-hmm.
also known as cranial X, like Malcolm X. The vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S. Check this nerve out. This nerve goes from the brain to the eyes to the throat to the high heart to the heart and to the stomach. This is the only nerve out of the brain going from the brain all the way to the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I broke down research each one of these nerves, right? So
mm-hmm.
the only thing threw me off when it say to the stomach, because I know this is where the seat of the soul and all the past lives. And I say, damn, why would this nerve be connected to the stomach all the way from the
mm-hmm.
brain? So then I look at it. Guess what the nickname for this nerve is?
What's that?
The Wanderer.
The
Wandering Nerve. And the story of Shabazz was he went in the jungle, he wandered in the, think about black people wandering in the West. They're wandering.
Yes.
So let me ask you a question, Ms. Blue. If someone's wandering through life, What is he doing? What's another word for wandering? You're just wandering around. If you see somebody outside your house, they just look like they wandering around. They must be what?
They lost.
Put those two words together, please. And what is this nerd called?
Las Vegas.
Where they play all the damn games.
That's
the
right. Where they play
the games.
Home of the games.
Now, for you who need proof, this way I'm going to send you. And you know I could make this shit up. Go to Matthew 24 and 26. Listen at what this say. They say, they're asking Jesus, how are you going to know when the Son of Man returning? Look what this say. Matthew 24:26. It say, behold, he is in the desert. Where is Las Vegas?
In the desert. Trust me, it's in the desert.
For as lightning coming out of the east and shining even onto the west hemisphere, so shall the Son of Man. We're not talking about one person. We're talking about a damn mind. Man is mind.
Yes.
The Son of Man, the light of the mind. You have to get off the left and go into the right, but it's been in the desert. The Vegas nerve has been lost, but now he's found.
That's
and what
right.
we just said was connect all that damn loss, that damn playing games. Vegas is the
playing
games.
Oh my God. Yes, they play that Vegas.
What does it look like right now?
Vegas right now, if you were to step into Vegas, it looks like you have walked into Game Central. It's like a Disney World for adults. But something else that's interesting for Vegas, there is a city in Nevada as you're coming into Vegas called Kingman. And what's interesting, and for those of you who live in Nevada or have been in there, you might have passed through or seen the city of Kingman. Kingman has three pyramids that are mounds because they do a lot of mining there. Remember a couple of months ago, I did a show and I talked about what Las Vegas and Egypt had in common when we were talking about the goddess Sekhmet. Well, they have these three mounds, and I think I took a picture of them, and they look like pyramids. It almost looks exactly identical as if when you're coming into Egypt, it looks exactly like that when you're coming into Vegas. Now, interesting enough, a lot about Las Vegas, when you look at the landscaping and you look at the layout, yes, it has tremendous amount of influence when it comes to the pyramid, the Sphinx. And, I mean, they went all out. They kind of held no bars none when it came to doing, yes, the Luxor. When you walk inside the Luxor, what's interesting is that all of that shit that's there is owned by the MGM. Now, interesting enough, an acre worth of land that's on the strip, the Vegas curve, where that ley line, but the ley line doesn't run exactly on there, it runs around there, but that same route, because it follows the route of that ley line. Just like if you were to look at certain different countries, you can see where the earthquakes are. They track the earthquake by the ley lines. But what they don't tell you is that the earthquakes are not happening exactly on the ley lines, and we're actually creating new ley lines based on our consciousness and our thoughts that we're sending out into the universe. Like you said, Brother Bilal, we are causing this to happen. It's not happening, and we're sort of receiving it. But when you go, all of those hotels, a large majority of them, is all owned by the MGM. Even though you will see the MGM hotel sitting way off to its side, they're all owned by one or two different institutions. There is no one person owns this and another person owns that. None of that is happening. An acre worth of land is worth $300 million on that strip, on that Vegas strip. $300 million for 1 acre, and they're still building. In fact, they have it going all the way down, and the pattern follows that of the Nile River.
Mm. So damn, they're like New Egypt.
Yes, they have it built, and they know where the end is going to be and where the beginning is. They'll tell you where it started and what they're planning out for the next 15, 20 years. But when you go inside the Hotel Luxor, the Temple Luxor, when you go in there, they have everything schematically laid
That's deep.
Out.
That's deep.
Just like the Temple of Luxor in Egypt. They even have the artifacts there, all of the stuff from the elevators, from the hotel rooms, from how the pyramid is shaped, how you walk in, where the water is, everything schematically laid out. All of the gods, the goddesses. If you guys get a chance, it's a great place to go visit. Now,
you know why that's so – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Blue. I'm sorry about that.
No. Go ahead.
Now, I was getting ready to say why that's so powerful, because the subconscious and the conscious mind, the subconscious don't know if it's the real Luxor or the play Luxor. You understand? Because you just
that's right.
Luxor, because you're planting that seed for all that energy field to activate there. You understand? So they could easily
yes.
turn to the biggest if you start feeling, projecting that is easy.
Yes.
You understand? That's how the
right.
mind works.
Right. And you're kind of going in and out, but I heard what you were saying. Interesting enough, the Selket, the goddess Selket, when I went into the relic store, because I got a chance to go in a lot of these hotels, when I went in the relic store, the goddess Selket was there waiting for me. I put a picture up. But this is what I want to tell you guys about the playing game. Every single one of those major hotels we went in, and I got a chance to visit in the day, got a chance to visit that evening, and got a chance to visit that night because I wasn't there that long. There was hardly no people gambling. I
Damn.
Want y'all to hear me. It was hardly no one gambling. Absolutely hardly no one on the gambling floor. Went over to the Caesar Hotel, same thing. Went over to the MGM, same thing. People have learned to stop playing these fucking games.
Yes, yes.
People
yes.
are not going to Vegas anymore to gamble.
Yes.
Guess what they're going for?
Mm.
They're going for emotions. They're going for the shows. They're going for feeling. They're not going. They're no longer going for playing games. It was a handful of people, some of the crazy people that was there with me, wanted to play games.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't crowded. And you would think that you would walk in and it would be all of these people gambling, you know. So we went back later that night. There wasn't a lot
Same
of people
thing.
Gambling at none of these. But the crazy thing is, from the Luxor Hotel, without ever going outside, you can go over to the Mandalay, I think it was. You can travel to the Mandalay Hotel. You can go over to the Excalibur. You can get to all these other hotels without ever stepping foot outside, just like we know the temples had secret passageways underneath. So they
right.
built this the same way. Lots of that. There was times that I seen bodies of sand, and I had to really look at it because it almost looked like spun silk.
Mm.
But it was actually the sand that is there. So in that town, they do a lot of mining because it has the largest deposits of gold, second to Africa, West Africa. It has the largest amount of silver, second.
Right there in Nevada.
Right there in Nevada. And the largest deposit of oil, second to the Middle East.
That would make sense because that's the west of America. Because remember, St. Louis is the gateway to that area.
Mm-hmm.
So the west
mm-hmm.
have all the jewels. They're on the west hemisphere, on your right hemisphere.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes.
And
they
you
have
know what I would love?
Yes.
No, wait, Ms. Blue, finish up because I'm
finishing. No, I was just going to say they have an area that takes you, it transcends you, and it has a lot of portal energy. It's called Red River Rock. Amazing
mm-hmm.
area. Kind of reminds
Red
you of
River
the Grand
Rock.
Canyon. Yes, which is close to the Grand Canyon. You're kind of close out in that way, but it's called Red River Rock. I have a big rock that I have, some Red River Rock, but amazing.
Mm.
It kind of reminds you of Garden of the Gods. Yes.
Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I want the Remix family to do if they could, because the only way to activate these vagus nerves, right, is the vagus nerve,
mm-hmm.
and it's through breathing treatment. Through breathing
mm.
exercises. So if someone in the family, you know, sometime this week could, you know, even on YouTube, just do some research and find some good breathing methods for everybody to start practicing. It's breathing from the top of your chest, breathing from the heart area, and breathing from the stomach.
Yes.
Because it's connected all the way from the brain to the gut.
Yes. And
this
you
is
know
a
that is,
partner.
Yeah, that is the path that intuition follows.
Mm, yes. Yeah, you know what? Now it's making me think about, you know, because, you know, we haven't talked about this, but it's making me think about what you were doing last night about recarding. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like
mm.
you're pulling the card out because it's like it's got to be connected to the gut. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be connected
yes.
to all these places in order for you to fully activate. You understand?
Yeah,
and you know, it just messed my head up when you was talking about, you know, you have to put the card into the heart, and I say, damn, that's the route of the vagus nerve.
Yes, yes,
hmm.
yes. Really, to get that cord, very, very powerful, and yeah.
Hmm.
Wow, we're live in the Remix, everyone, with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. Also, as many of you know, he does the soul alignment readings. And if you want to contact Brother Bilal to find out about him and more about his work, his book, and everything that he's doing, you can email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And so, again, that's BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Yeah.
And we will be cranking it back up tomorrow morning because I have to shut down all the readings and everything, you know. So, I mean, everyone was cooperative, and I appreciate it. Much love. And, you know, we're going to get cranked back up tomorrow. So, you know, we're going to get it in. One more nerve I want you to study before we move on.
Yeah.
I want you to study the nerve that sits in the second seat, which is the optic nerve. OPTIC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now to back this up, and I want to connect this to the Bible because everybody's so caught on revelations, but not knowing what it means. All it is the revealing. We reveal. It will be no stone left unturned. We just revealing. Okay. And to back that up, you go to Revelations 2:13. All right. And this was the so-called prophet. He was saying he also knew the seat where Satan was sitting. And this is the seat where the energy of Satan, which is the mindset, is in the optic nerve. This
mm-hmm.
is the bulb of the eye. The
mm.
white part of the eye is where the optic nerve is connected to. The retina has a totally different connection from the optic nerve. It's the optic disc that separates the retina from the bulb of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a blind spot inside of this area, the optic nerve. The retina is a whole world by itself. The bulb is just like a light bulb. And a lot of people, bulb has blown out.
Yes.
Study those two mm-hmm. nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the white part of the eye. Make sure you see what you know it is. Be honest with yourself.
Right.
All right. So we're gonna move on. We good? We good in that area?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Cause what we going to expose tonight? We just like we were playing the cards, right, with the spades. You said you played spades very well. Let me see how well you played. What's the most
I used to
books
play
you
when
get?
I was little.
Okay, okay. What's the most books you could get when you're playing spades? If you're playing
13.
That is the 13 again, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about the books, right? So you know there's 52 mm-hmm. cards in a regular deck. All right.
Mm-hmm.
There's 78 cards in the tarot deck. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the regular playing cards are missing the major arcana. But what happened, there's 12 books that's missing. And tonight I'm going to give you six of them. I'm going to expose the six books that's missing. And all six of these are for the right hemisphere. Six books.
Yes.
All right. And when we're ready, let's roll.
We are ready.
Right. The first book is, and well, before I move into that, these books are living inside of people. People are actually born with the books inside of them, even to a point, Moses brought the book of the law. Someone is born with that seed of the book of law. You bring it to the forefront. The one Crowley did is not our book of law. That is still in someone looking to be manifested. All right? So I'm going to give you six of the books that's missing. All right? And also there's 66 books in the Bible. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Only one book in the Quran. The Quran itself is just one book, 114 surahs. But it's one book. They didn't split it up like that. So the first book, the book of intuition, is missing.
Yes.
And this is so important because intuition is like water to the mind. Just like water to the body, intuition
mm-hmm.
is the water of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is
mm-hmm.
this is the part that feels and knows. This not the guess. This moves through feeling. See, the intuition calculates and records off of impressions and feelings.
Yes.
When that body language, you feel a certain way, well, something is not right with this. It's the
that,
intuition.
That feeling,
Mm-hmm. It don't need evidence like the left hemisphere, you know, because, you know, the left hemisphere, we need evidence. You sure? And what time? You know, the intuition already know, man, this something is not right. It don't feel right. I'm
That's
not
right.
going with it.
It's not working out, so I know it's not meant to be. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be doing
right.
this. Intuition, yes.
And that's why intuition is so powerful, because it's direct connection with the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and you know what I'm saying? So you know, we experience it in so many different ways. So even thinking about just like with the birth process and all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Your intuition is on as soon as you are born.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
So, This bring it to even thinking about just like owning a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's house is wired with a hot wire and a ground wire, which they call a common wire.
Mm-hmm.
The hot and the common, for you electricians that know that. So the hot is the heart and the common is the common sense. Okay? And when these two are missing, your intuition cannot be activated. Because, see, the intuition has the ability to come to feel without a reason for feeling. For some reason,
right.
I just don't feel right all of a sudden. It don't need a reason. It's just something out of
mm-hmm.
the blue. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
By intuition going missing, it brought the idea of intentions online. This is where the whole idea of intent, you know, I have, you know, real good intentions. You know, my intention, man, was good by the brother, but I didn't show up. You know what I'm saying? So think
mm-hmm.
about it. The road to hell could have been good intention.
So true.
Now, even though it may be a good intention, is it a real intention? Because you still
That's
do
right.
what you intend to do.
That's right. You always do what you intended to do. Yeah.
Just think about how older people used to ask when you're dating their daughter or their son, you know, mainly for the men. What's your intentions for my daughter?
That's right.
You're not going to tell people, yeah, I just want to sleep around with her, hang out, and just, you know, you're not going to say that.
No.
Because of that loss.
You bet not say it.
You're
going to
realize you're just playing games. You know what I'm saying? See, so intentions are, doing that. Because, you know, but
yes.
Now listen at this. Oh, I intend to marry her. I intend to do, man, and you don't intend to do none of that. Now, where do those intentions go? They stay trapped inside of this person. It makes them very
right.
bitter.
Yeah.
Stop
very
trusting.
Bitter. Yeah.
Now she don't trust her intuition no more. Based on all these lies, she didn't realize you were playing games.
That's right.
All right? So intuition is the first book that's missing that got to be put back in place.
So true.
The second book, Signs and Symbols. There's a whole book of signs and symbols that's missing. Because the right hemisphere mm-hmm. do not operate out of language. It operates out of signs and symbols.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Steve Jobs went to India. He didn't go to India to meditate for no computers. He went to India to meditate for a symbol. He came back with an apple that was hidden like Eve with the apple, because that symbol is already stamped in your damn head. Eve bit the apple. That whole story play out. You understand? Every time you see that apple symbol, you already, the computer start running all the information. Steve Jobs, iPad, iPhone. It's the symbol. The Starbucks symbol. It's a sign that Starbucks is around you somewhere. You see that purple Crown Royal bag. You don't have to see the name Crown Royal. When you see that bag, it's a sign that Crown Royal is here.
That's right.
So we're talking about signs and symbols.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Just like going to take a driver's license test. You have a whole section on just signs.
That's right.
And most of us don't read the signs.
That's right.
They are leading you to a certain place, so you have to get back to paying attention. The weather is the sign of nature. All right, so the whole book of signs and symbols got to be put back in place. Start paying attention. What is your symbol? All right?
Mm-hmm.
We good? All right.
We
the third
good.
Book that's missing is the book of art. The book of art is missing. And I'm talking about all the art, not just painting and music, because they gave you a little art in the Bible, which is songs. They gave you some songs in the Bible, but that's not music. All right? So
mm-hmm.
there's an art form to everything we do. There's an art form.
Yes.
Because it's connected to the origin of its existence. And that's very important, because art is connected to our perception, back to the vagus and the optic nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about culinary art, speaking, writing, visual, all of that is art.
Yes.
Because what we feed our eyes become our reality. So there's a whole book of art missing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now we on the fourth book that's missing, and that's the whole book on astronomy and astrology. They did a good job trying to do the astrologic, but it's still not the complete book of it. Because we have an innate connection with all of the planets. And our absence from abandoning the planets in this experiment we put ourselves through is why Venus went out of orbit. We are responsible for that.
Yes.
Because these people put 25, 30-year plans together. They understand when the planets come together, it's mirroring the time of 1930. So we already know bell bottoms going to be popular. They'll fall for bell bottoms.
That's right.
They're coming out now. If you make a song with a Stevie Wonder hit in the background, the shit got to sell because it already done sold.
That's right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So people understand how the energy works. This is real. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is real. But the whole book of astrology and astronomy have to be rewritten. and understood. Where it changed from crab and fish, we have to turn it back to things that we understand. We have to redo the whole book. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The fifth book that's missing is the Book of Memory.
Yes.
There's a Book of Memory missing. So, and this is a memorandum, all right? And you know they have a supercomputer they built, and it plays Jeopardy.
Yes.
About 5 years ago, you know, when it first started, everybody, you know, a few people was beating the computer. But now the computer don't lose. Guess why the computer don't lose?
Why?
Because it never makes the same mistake twice. Because it has a big memory.
Memory bank, yes.
Your memory is here to protect you. How in the hell we keep falling, making the same mistakes for 400 years if we connect it to our memory? Our memory is here to serve. That's our greatest server. If my memory serves me well.
Right. So true.
If my memory serves me well. This is your protection, your memory. This is the liquid of the intuition, which is the memory. How you forgot all this lynching happened just a few years ago? You got to remember how soon we forget. So what's the most powerful lesson you know right now, Ms. Blue, is connected to the reason you started even learning? How the lesson you're working on right now more powerful than the one that triggered the last one? That's why I say don't forget where this come from.
That's right. So true.
Don't forget where you come from, because it's the same lesson, just in a different way.
That's
but it's
right.
The memory. So think about this. This is how the memory works. See, it's working anyway. Everything you ever experienced, everything you ever thought, everything you ever said, everything you ever heard, everything you ever felt, is been recorded. It's in your memory.
In recording. That's right. And, you know, one of the things that I'll say that we'll see in the next coming years or so, but it'll be a lot of this. We're going to get a lot of these unresolved cases, mystery cases.
Right.
They're gonna be able to solve these cases.
Yes.
Even in the case of Tupac. And happy birthday, Pac, by the way.
Yes.
And this was something that was sort of kind of revealed to me when I was going through Nevada, is that they're going to bring these things to a closure. That memory is going to come back online. Who killed Pac?
Mm-hmm.
Who killed Biggie? Who killed Malcolm? Who killed Dr. Martin Luther King? Who did it? You know, did it? Who was the cause of it, you know? Who cheated? Who lied? You know, who was the snake in the grass? You know, who was this? A lot of these cases are going to come back online, and these things are, the memory is going to come back. And
that's right.
The memory is actually going to come back for all of these different cases. And you're going to start seeing these unsolved cases, and they may be people we're familiar with. Some of them may be people in your family or people related to you in your bloodline or different things that happen. But these things, these memories is starting to come back online, and you're going to see that they're going to be opening up a lot of cold cases of those things.
Yeah, because the eyes are recording
it.
Your eyes, your ears, everything is being recorded. And you have to understand what happened with the mind. The mind went out of its orbit, because when these books went missing, the mind had to come up with something to try to balance it. So the mind came
up
with a trio: ignorance, superstition, and fear came from not having memory. Because nothing could beat that computer, because it's processing so fast all of its mistakes. Study the mistakes. Be honest about your mistakes.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
But that's all wrapped in the memory. Keep memories of your mistakes.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're on the very last book that's missing. And this was the big one here. The book of reincarnation.
That's it.
The Book of Reincarnation.
Book of Reincarnation.
It was actually, it was literally taken out of the Bible about 1560. I mean, but Constantine and his mother took this one out of the Bible, reincarnation. Because you got to a place where, I don't want to say invincible, but you got to a place where you know your work wasn't in vain. You were like, oh, shit, I'll be right back to finish this up. I will recognize him when he gets back because he's going to sound the same. See, we keep traveling back, but the people that done did the work, the people that took over don't recognize the people that started the shit.
That's right.
I mean, these children are not even children today. These children are grown already.
Yes, yes. So true.
The reincarnation is the cure to pain and suffering. Now, if you know you'll come back and pick your work up, I mean, what would you be scared of?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Constantine went to war with the black Egyptian. They say Alexander, but the black Egyptian named Origen. I just thought when I ran across that about the Origen.
Yeah, Origen, the new era that we're in, Origen.
He had his whole doctrine built on reincarnation. To incarnate, you know what I'm saying? To recard yourself. He reconnected back to the extension cord. Guess what this is known as in the Bible? The Book of Life.
Of life.
Is the Book of
the
Reincarnation.
Book of Life. Yes, that's right.
And you're going to be judged by your work.
Yes.
So this is the fear of Tahuti showing up. Because Tahuti makes the judgment. What's unique about Tahuti? His head.
The ibis.
The ibis. What's unique about the ibis? What sticks out? The bill.
The bill. That's right.
You
got to
pay
bill.
Your damn bill.
The bill.
You got to pay your damn bill. Tahuti come to collect. You got to pay your bill. That's even with the slavery. Think about it.
Yes.
It wasn't only stolen. Some of our people gave us a week. So we got to foot the damn bill. Where your man at? We have become unique salesmen and lawyers on blaming other people. Every fuck up you have in your life, I bet I can point right back to you. From beginning to damn
to
end.
End.
You got
to end.
Pay
yes.
Foot the bill. Put your damn bill. It's like you going out to eat and everybody ran out on you. Pay the damn bill. Pay the bill.
Yes.
You will pay to who?
Yes. That's right.
You will pay to who? You got to pay your bill.
Yes.
That's the big one, though. And see how it connected to Akashic Records, though? Because you connected back to ancient memory. Because the
read
is still our Eli Ra, the God Ra, the memo of Ra. You connecting back to the God memory.
That's right.
The extension cord. You're rewiring. Stop from wandering. You've been wandering around looking for your purpose. That's why
they
took the reincarnation out. You wouldn't be worried about shit if you knew you was coming back here to pick up where you left off at and how you was going to come back and do it. What would you really worry? Would you be scared of anything? At least you wouldn't be scared of debt. That's what they say. The whole idea of debt on how we even see debt is going to change in the mindset once we get to the promised land.
Yes.
People keep tricking you out. See, you can only trick children.
That's right.
See, magic is code word for working in process. Working in the dark is magic. If my children at home open up the refrigerator, nothing in it that night, I go to the Walmart first thing 6 in the morning, they wake up and open it for food, they think it's damn magic. But I know I had to go to the damn store and use my damn debit card. That ain't no goddamn magic. Done in the damn process and having the damn plan to get your ass up and go to damn
that's
Walmart.
Right.
And
that's right.
Damn
the process and the plan. That's right.
Talking about some magic. You know?
Mm.
But that's six of the 12 that's missing.
Beautiful. Very right? powerful.
And so even
Very
and so, powerful. You know, what are we gonna do tonight? I'm gonna check up, you know, I'm gonna do some readings, I'm gonna check everything out, just make sure everybody aligned. And what you could do, Ms. Blue, if you could, give them a glimpse of what book they need to work on, like what the missing book they need to work on. Would it be that reincarnation? You understand? Would it be something from a past life? You know what I'm saying? Or would it be their memory they forgetting too fast where they come from? Soon as shit get good. It was all good just a week ago, and the shit shut down on them. You understand? And they don't remember. You don't even remember somebody look out for you because you get money and just run out.
Yes.
The other brother was telling me, he said, man, when I got out of jail, man, they picked me up and robbed me almost $2,500 worth of clothes. He said, when I came out of college, they didn't do shit for me. He said, man, what kind of tradition is this? Now check this out. I'm glad I said that because guess what?
Yeah.
If reincarnation wasn't important, if it wasn't real, the mind wouldn't have had to come up with tradition because
that's the mind
interpretation of the Akashic record, trying to
remember
how we used to do it, how the family gave the party, what song we used to listen to when Grandpa was here.
It's just like the records. It's just like the records,
Tradition.
Yes. Tradition. Wow.
Because when it removed the book, the mind still had to come up. See, there's nothing else to come up with because it's the only thing makes sense. And so if you could, you know, just give them a glimpse of what book they need to work on. Is it pain, the signs, and the symbol? Is it that art form? They just let yourself go and just it's not even taking pride in what you do. You understand? Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just give that glimpse, you know. So I'm going to get set up here, and I'm going to need the birth date, get things checked out.
Let's take a look, you know, because we get in this little portal here. We have 41 minutes, and then, whoa, look at all of y'all on the phone.
You know what? You know, I really wanted to do it because I sent a donation to Brother Bobby Hemmett, and I'm sending that love out to the brother. And I'm just saying this out of my mouth because it made me think about what the brother said. The brother said when he got out of jail, he got almost $2,500 worth of clothes and money. When he came out of college, they didn't do anything for him. It's just like a young brother go rob the damn store and say, man, we would have did anything for him. But he did that shit because ain't nobody wasn't doing shit for him. Why you don't wait till the nigga almost get damn near 10 years, 15 years before you say we would have did any goddamn thing? And hats off to brothers who doing their damn work. And brothers like Bobby Hemmett, that we got to wait till this brother falls down to raise goddamn money for all the fucking work that man did?
There's
no way we're supposed to be doing that shit backwards.
That's right.
Change the damn tradition. That's how they know your ass dead, because you ain't got no common damn sense. The shit don't make sense to me.
That's true.
What I'm saying.
It's true.
That's why
it's true.
When I listened to that brother, but I didn't know. Miss Blue, you know, I didn't even know you. I'm looking to the brother. I felt so fucking bad. I sent for two damn picture pads. I bought my brother a damn picture pad. You did so much work. We paid for almost 8 readings at one time.
Yeah.
And I felt obligated to give back for something I was damn learning and building with.
Mm-hmm.
I felt obligated to reach out to that brother. I was trying to book them to come along just to speak to 6 brothers, just to us. That's real tough. Because of the work, you know, just to honor people that are doing their work. You don't have to be out front doing your work. Just do your work. Stop doing
that
shit with that damn intention and that hidden agenda. Because the shit is not going to keep you in the left hemisphere. It's going to keep you wandering, playing games in Vegas, walking up Vegas Strip.
Yeah. That's right.
Hanging with strippers.
That's right.
That's the hoodie award. All right, where are we at?
We ready? We ready?
No, I have to say that. It is
so true.
We
got
to change some of these traditions. These traditions don't work.
We definitely have to.
You could put $10 under the pillow for your child with a damn tooth fairy that's not even real, and you can't send this brother $10 damn dollars. I mean, come on, man. This shit don't even make sense. to a living
yeah.
person? No, I don't.
Yeah. And to somebody who has
you get
really.
For the child, then you take that shit back 2 years later and go use that for gas. You know what I'm saying? So you don't.
You know what?
Baby had that. Oh, we ready. My bad. Let's go.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're going to get ready to do some readings here. It's always an honor. It's always an honor to have you come on the
platform. Same here.
And to be able to do the work together. One of the things I do want to put out there, some questions have come in about the Soul Body Workshop. Very powerful.
Mm.
Anyone who participated in the workshop, still getting feedback from that. Soon, we don't have a date yet, but soon it will be available for those of you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the group that was a very sacred class. The group that took that class.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
We can't put that out into 3 months of them working with that. I am getting so many emails from brother talking.
Me
and,
too.
And look, sisters. Look, I mean, like giants, like for real, like for real. I mean, man, you know, it's hard to explain, but we got to give them 3 months with that. We can't put that out until at least the 3 month mark.
Yes,
that's
what I was going to say. It's coming soon. That Soul Body Workshop, so powerful, even for us, you know, doing the class myself and Brother Bilal. And just so much coming out of that.
Oh, you see the eyes blue. The eyes got me. The eyes the same size since. That means the eyes are already red. That's why they're the windows to the soul.
Yes.
And the retina, oh, man, go and study the eyes. The eyes are recorded, like video recorders. They're recording everything. Just because you focus
everything.
On one person looking at them, the eyes are catching everything behind you.
Everything.
Behind
you. Yes.
You made me think about that movie. Now you see me say, all this done for the eyes. And I could really believe
all
that.
All of this done for the eyes.
Those 24 scientists, all of those nerves are for the eyes, even though it's connected to
the eyes
and the ears, the olfactory, the eyes and the throat. But it's all for the eyes. That blew
all
me away. For real.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are the same size as when you're born, you know?
Crazy.
Woo! Yes, know your magic, definitely,
like.
For sure. Well, we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines because there are so many of you guys on the phone lines. We have 35 minutes left to go in the forum. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Bilal. You know how to contact him, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com for those soul alignment readings and for many, many other things. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's see, calling in. And I'm just going to start randomly picking people here.
That's fine.
And
that's fine.
We're going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code, your caller number 57, calling in from area code 763. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 763.
Hello?
Back. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, hi. My name is Shia.
What's your name?
Oh, Shia.
Shia.
Okay.
How are you this evening?
I am doing pretty well.
Actually,
I just pressed one, so I was surprised I actually got online here.
Okay.
Well, you actually, you might have just pressed one, but you're caller number 57, so... It's quite a few other people on here with you. Where are you calling from?
From Minneapolis.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And so when is your birthday?
March 7th, 1982.
March 7th.
Okay.
Did you read already? You had a soul alignment?
Yes, I
thought, okay. Well, let me see, let me check for you, Michelle. Hold on. I'm going to check it out and see, since you did that, I'm going to see what you need to be working on right now based on where the planets were when you were born. Let's see. Okay, okay. It's still, let's see. Right now, this is what I recommend. Hold on. 18, 20. This is what I recommend. This is like recheck everything. This is your spirituality time. Recheck and make sure you cover the foundation. Go back to the basics. Go back to the basics.
Okay.
Make a step back. Step back and make an assessment of everything you're doing. You got to go into process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, I want you to think about just fixing certain appliances, okay? There's only so many components to that appliance, even if there's like 6 or 7 parts to this appliance. All you have to do is check which part is burnt out or which part is not working. You already know this already. You understand? Because, see, you already rooted in pretty much educating and going to that next level, but what you have to work on is making that decision and choice like we talked about. Make sure you don't do that too fast.
Okay.
All right? But it's all about making that assessment right now. Constantly make an assessment to constantly make to revise the plan, because everything is constantly shifting, because it's just like inside the eye, you have that blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's always something you can't see. It's always something you can't calculate, because everything is just not based on you living. It's other people that's playing a part in your life also.
Yes.
All right? But make sure you don't, you see, you're going back into that, getting that indecisive thing going on, because you're starting to put that time shit on there. You cannot put that time on there. It's going to work against you right now. We're moving outside of time. This grand trine is lining up, and that magnetic field is getting ready to get so damn strong. Learn to cooperate. Listen at me when I say this. Learn to cooperate. Which one is more powerful? Your conscious mind or the subconscious mind?
I would say subconscious.
Which one is more powerful, the message or the subliminal message?
The subliminal message.
So which one you think is more powerful? Your mission or your submission? Go to the mission underneath your personal intention and your agenda. Go to the submission. There's a mission underneath the shit you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta cooperate. You won't cooperate.
Yeah.
So let us know, Ms. Blue, what book is that she needs to focus on inside of herself?
Right. The book that is going to stand out most powerful for you is going to be the Book of Intuition.
Mm.
And that's going to be the book that you need to begin to start working with. And let me tell you why. Because there's two words that come to mind when I get into your energy, and that's pain and freedom. And so for you, you don't want to go through the pain to get to the freedom. But the portal point for you, or how you're going to access this gateway, is going to come in through your intuition, but it's also going to come in through you speaking your truth. And so you've got to get yourself into the place, because sometimes truth can be painful, and that's what you try to avoid. You try to avoid the truth. You try to avoid of saying the truth. But if you want to have these honest relationships that you're building with people, and even the one with yourself, you're going to have to speak your truth. You're going to have to be able to do that. And ultimately what's going to happen is your pain is going to be replaced with your freedom, the freedom that you're searching. That freedom within yourself, so that you can be free to be who you are. So the Book of Intuition is going to be the main thing. You have to begin to start listening to that voice. It's not always the loudest voice, but you have to begin to start listening to your inner wisdom that is coming from within. And for you, let me tell you where that energy is most centered upon for you. It's in two places. You feel it about 3 fingers above your belly button, And I see your solar plexus. I see that area moving right now. And you also feel it in the bottom of your throat. Is that true? Yes.
Yeah,
so whenever you start to get those feelings, because you're highly intuitive, but where you're getting all of this pain from, because you have these moments where you're just, everything is going well for you, and instantly you will feel sad. You'll feel that internal pain and not know where it's coming from. That pain is coming from because you don't want to take the step to really just sort of kind of trust your intuition and move past that pain to get to your true freedom, which is you speaking your truth. So the book of intuition is really where everything is lying for you. And so some of the things you want to begin to get into is I want you to start noticing how these bio electromagnetic energies are coming into your body. And so whether you're walking into a room or maybe you're about to go to work or you're going to visit a friend, before you open your mouth and say absolutely anything to them, because remember, communication is in so many different ways, I want you to do a check on what your body is telling you and begin to go with that, because that's where your intuition lies, and then speak from that position.
Well, let me ask you, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What are you scared to lose besides your mind? You know, what are you scared to lose, for real?
I honestly don't know.
What are you afraid to lose? Because that whole area she talked about is you not expressing. We just talked about why we don't express ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're scared to lose. What are you scared to lose?
I don't know if I can really pinpoint it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I think one of the things that you're kind of afraid of is how great you truly will be. I know that sounds kind of mushy, but that's really your fear. A lot of times people say that to me and I'm like, no, you're not scared of that. But you truly are really afraid of what will happen if you did it.
So is that why I kind of stay indecisive and kind of stagnant?
Yes.
A little bit?
Yeah, that's why. Because there's a part of you that says, and I'll tell you what's at the core of it. You know what's truly, 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 truly behind intuition. Do you know what's truly behind intuition?
I don't.
It's responsibility.
Hmm.
That's what's truly behind it. Because, see, when I get an intuitive hit that tells me don't fuck with somebody, I'm responsible. You understand? Remember, responsibility is how you respond to the situation. So people don't listen to their intuition because they don't want to be responsible for what they get. See, we can play games with our minds all fucking day. That's easy. But your intuition, when you acknowledge it, you are now responsible.
That's deep.
You're responsible. So you have to respond. You have to respond. So you don't want to tap into your intuition because you don't want to be responsible.
You know what, I guess I can definitely see that. I guess there it really, what I would probably say as a fear that I don't know or fully understand the signs and symbols, but there is that point of I just shut down because I don't want to be responsible for learning them and understanding and then following through. So it's just this cycle of this kind of this fear, and then I deal with my own frustration on top
right.
of that.
Well, here's the beautiful thing about tonight. You just acknowledged it.
So now you're responsible.
Right. Shut up. We set you up.
So now you're responsible.
Damn. Damn.
So now you can move past this and you can be responsible. You can follow
I do have one thing that kind of the part of the fear of being how great I am. Was mm-hmm. that one of the things?
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering where it came from, because I had a conversation with a friend earlier and she was like, you know, you're powerful. And I was like, oh, so you think so? And this was just in casual conversation. She's like, oh, I know so. And I don't know if that kind of plays it. I don't know if I'm trying to play it down, or is that a part of it, that mindset?
Well, no, it's exactly what I said. I mean, you can use that terminology as being powerful. Yes, you're very powerful. But at the core of that, to whom much is given, much is required, because, see, then you got to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? See, you don't get to walk around and say your ass is powerful and you ain't responsible for shit. Oh, you are going to have to respond to some shit that comes your way.
Yeah.
Because, see, soon as the bitch-assness comes into play, you're no longer that person that's responsible anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like mm-hmm. dating somebody and then having them move in with you. They date you, oh, they'll take you to the movie and buy you shit. They'll do all kind of stuff. They move their ass in. Now you got light bill, you got rent,
right.
You know, you got food. Oh, now your ass got to be responsible. Then all of a sudden he don't want to go nowhere no more. Because, see, mm-hmm. responsibility doesn't hit that ass. Oh, now we can sit and we can watch Netflix. Oh, we can go stare at the stars.
Right. Right.
You know, it's a whole nother game. So mm-hmm. really take an honest look at yourself and really look at that and say to yourself, okay, I'm afraid of being responsible because it means I have to respond. You see,
mm-hmm.
when I get mm-hmm. in your energy, and we won't stay too much longer here, I see you walking mm-hmm. backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I see you walking backwards. A person who walks backwards is a person mm-hmm. who does not want to be responsible. But
mm-hmm.
this is what's kicking you in your ass. You want your credit. But in order for you to get your credit, you have to present your bill. That
That's
means
right.
you got to come up front. You got to say who you are to get your credit. If you were to go into a store right now and say, I got a $200 credit, they're going to say, let me see your ID because I need to verify you're the person who deserves this credit. See, because if you don't start tapping into your intuition and start being responsible, you can't get your credit. It's just going to be mm-hmm. sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is it starts to turn you bitter. And then you start to do comparisons, which you've already been doing. Oh, I could do what that person does. Oh, I know I could do that better than him. Oh, I know how to do that. But where's your ID to say that you got credit here? Because you can't be walking backwards and trying to collect credit. You can't do it. So like I said, the good thing is that you acknowledged it here, so now you're responsible. So the book you need to be working with is intuition. Yeah.
Intuition.
There it is.
Make sure it's real intention.
Yes, real intention.
Before you hang up with Ms. Blue, would you give it an mm-hmm. exercise that you gave with intentions? Because, you know, cause remember how you say set the intentions before the next day, that I intend to do these things tomorrow and do them. Make sure it's a real intention. You got to get it done.
Yes. Yes.
That was an excellent exercise you gave.
Yes. Yes. To really begin to set some intentions for yourself that you're going to do. Thoughts and things.
email me and I'll give you the whole breakdown, because we only have like 18 minutes live, and and that'll put us into to another thing. But email me and I'll make sure you go back to the show where I talked about that, and you can actually get in and get it. So it was cool speaking with you, and I can't wait to see how you tap into this intuition.
All right. Peace and love.
We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like caller number 76, calling in from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Joe Vaughn. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. How y'all doing tonight?
We're good, Joe Vaughn from Greensboro.
What you got, baby? What's your birthday?
April 22nd, 1980.
1980?
No,
86. Oh, 86. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Right. You said, did you say April 2nd?
422.
Oh, 422. I don't know. I'm hearing something all crazy. I don't even need to know it, Javon. I'm just hearing something.
Oh, okay. It's all good.
Let me see. One second right here. Based on this energy, man, probably you just lazy. You don't want to do your own work. You want to pass your work off to other people.
You're lazy.
You know better. You know your shit. You just lazy. And then you know what? You have that real analytical, more chess like type of mindset. So you know how to manipulate people to do other shit, and you just sit back and just collect. You know what I'm saying? But you got to pay the bill now. Got to pay the bill. Got to get it together. So overall, but you already know what I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you already know it. You know what I'm saying? You already know it. You already know it. Huh?
Showing up. Yeah. You're right. You're hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah, because that's what it's not. You see, it can't open up for you. You see, it's going to open up for whoever's doing the work. That's why the flunky of the crew is the most powerful man. Because they're sending the flunky to do everything. Pick my bags up, do this, man. Go meet him. After a while, the broken don't even need you no more. Now you working
for
the broken.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So this is another thing. I want you to think about. Cause you're a master builder. You got some good shit. You have some powerful numbers there. I'm looking even at your numbers, right? Yeah. You have a hell of a hand. I mean, you are self-sufficient. If I could get you just to follow through on what you say you're going to do, but the main thing, you want the truth. You want to know the truth. I know you want the truth.
You
want the truth, huh?
Absolutely.
But you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Oh,
you can't handle the truth, because we wouldn't be talking about you sitting up here being as lazy if you really wanted to deal with the truth.
Okay.
This grand trine is coming up, and it's getting ready to give you all the shit you've been putting out. So I hope you clean your slate and make sure you are right by the people, because that lazy shit is getting ready to knock your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Oh.
So
mm-hmm.
you know, the Lazarus shit ain't going to last so long. You got to do your own work, bro. What book you see on this list?
Interesting enough, your book is the Book of Memory.
Damn, that's cool. Because I can see him being a photographer.
His book is the Book of Memory. And the thing about it is, you are kind of like that supercomputer. But just like the supercomputer... that plays Jeopardy, that was losing in the beginning, that's where you still are with your memory. Because there's some things that you're trying so hard to forget. That you have tried so hard to forget them, Javon,
to literally, it is so difficult for you to be present in the now. You are still in your memory bank. That's where you live, in your memory bank.
Wow.
You live there. You live in your memory bank. The beautiful thing is that you do have that supercomputer mind so that you could pull in these images and pull in these memories so that you can use them to begin to push you forward. But you're coming to a place, I'm not even going to say you're coming to a place, I'm going to let you know that you were already at this place last year, maybe about 18 months ago. You were at this place last year where you sort of tricked yourself with your memory. That's how good your memory got, that you tricked yourself into believing that what was happening wasn't really happening. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
So, but here's what I want you to know where you are right now. You're in a time of change. I want you to imagine a cup full of water and taking that cup and turning it completely upside down. Now, I don't care how quick you are because you're pretty quick. Brother Bilal, you're a lazy-ass brother, but you're pretty fast because I done seen you do some real quick shit. Like, for real, we got to watch your hands because you're quick with your hands. But I don't care how fast, if you're a kid and you've ever tried to take that glass and flip that glass upside down, it's always going to be some water that spills. So it's time for you to really move yourself into that position and stop playing Jeopardy with your mind. Because you've been playing Jeopardy with your life, and it's been working for you. But Miss Blue is here to tell you. These next couple of, it feels like next year, sometime early half of next year, there is a gateway that's open for you.
Okay.
But there's many roads that you can go down. One of them, your ass don't want to go down. The other one, you do. But you're going to have to really get into your memory bank and so that you can know that when shit feels wrong, you can turn your ass around and you can leave. Because you've been in situations where you know that it is only by the savior of your own higher self or your ancestors that you're still able to talk about it.
Right.
That one hit home right there. Okay. All right.
So, you're there again. So this time, when your memory says, hold up, Javon, because we already know what this shit looks like. Let me ask you a question. Do you watch the show Game of Thrones?
No, ma'am. Sure don't.
You haven't seen it. Well, it's on HBO. Anybody in the remix watch it? Game of Thrones or Thorns or what? However you say it. Throne, Game of Thrones. Anybody watch it? Okay, good. You guys watch it? Let me tell you a scene, and this is going to be real important to you. I don't really watch the show, but my son does. He's really into it, so he's calling me, he's telling me. The season finale gets ready to come up. The season finale was devastating to people who read the book, who watched the show, till they put a video up on YouTube, and within an hour, they had over 3 million hits.
God damn.
But wait a minute. It wasn't even a clip from the show. It was people's reaction to the finale. Let me tell you about the finale without getting into the whole scenario, but it's an excellent show. Only part I like is the girl with the dragons. She got these baby dragons she raised. But anyway, okay, so check this out. Here's the scenario. There is this family that has these ugly-ass daughters. Like, these daughters are so ugly, like, nobody don't want to be near their ugly ass, okay? But they daddy got money, and he got power. Help me out, some of you guys who watch the show. But they daddy got power, and he has a lot of soldiers, so he can kill your ass. He made a promise with another family that had some gorgeous ass sons and said, check this out. I want your gorgeous son to marry our ugly ass daughter. The mama, because she was in a position, yes, the Stark family. Thank you, Rising Sun. Because the mother was in a compromising position, she made a promise that her son would marry one of his ugly ass daughters and unite these families together. But she did this a long time ago. Okay. So now the daddy is calling in the favor, and the mama says, well, my son done fell in love with somebody else. And, of course, she beautiful. And he gonna be with her, so he can't be with one of your ugly-ass daughters. But we got a cousin, because everybody got a cousin that's down for whatever. We got a cousin that'll marry one of your ugly-ass daughters. Is that good? The daddy pretty much says, cool. But all along, as Brother Bilal was saying, he had a hidden agenda. He had some other damn intentions going on. So we're going to fast forward to the wedding. They get to the wedding. The cousin is getting ready to marry the ugly-ass daughter. But see, the daddy worked his magic, and now this girl is gorgeous. So everybody's walking in like, wait a minute. I thought she was ugly, man. And the cousin is all excited because he's like, she's beautiful. See, this is the eye, because the eye plays a trick on the mind. The mind don't play a trick on the eyes. The eyes plays a trick on the mind. So now the girl looks gorgeous. He's about to marry her. His mama sitting there, all of the soldiers, everybody is relaxed. They are all having a good time. They're drinking. They're sitting around the table. They're celebrating this wedding, and everything is wonderful. But the mama gets the intuition hit, and she looks around, and she says, something isn't right. But she doesn't do anything. See, because she's been in this position before when some other things happen. Then all of a sudden, the one guy who used to be a complete drunk, and we all know somebody who's always a drunk, that's always high, always drunk. His ass is sitting at the table sober. He's sober. Now, signs and symbols. Wouldn't that tell you something must be getting ready to go down? Why the hell isn't his ass drunk? Why isn't he drinking?
Right.
He always drinks.
Right.
He always drinks. And this isn't just about women getting intuition, because the uncle got intuition too, and it told him to take his ass to the bathroom. So the uncle gets up, and he makes a public announcement. Since when do people make a damn public announcement? They're going to the damn bathroom. And he says, I'm going to the bathroom. He takes his ass off and goes to the bathroom. The mother reaches over to this other guy. She pulls his shirt back, and she sees that he has this guard on, like a vest, that keeps you from getting stabbed. Now, wouldn't you say, this is what you wear preparing for battle? We're at a wedding. Why do you have all this shit on up under your clothes? The mama still don't say nothing. But just like, and this is a lot what spirit guides tell me when I'm dealing with you guys, is that humans have the hardest fucking time listening to what is being said to them. They don't want to listen. The mama is sitting there, everybody, just imagine everybody jamming. All of a sudden, the music changed. And they start playing, "Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone."
All kind of
things. Think about it.
Yeah.
The music changes. The mother listens. It's a sad song they're playing. The final step, and I'm thinking, I don't even watch the series, Javon. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, when are you going to tell your son and yourself to get your ass up and get out of there? Next thing you know, they shut the damn door. Then all of a sudden, the mama going to holler, "Rob, run, look out." It's too late. They kill his ass. They stab his wife in the stomach, kill her baby, slit her throat, and then kill the damn mama at the end. But wait a minute. Because when you're dealing with people of a very different energy, the mama says to him, because they killed his son's wife, she says, "Listen, let my son go free. Let him go free." The guy says, "Why would I do that? Why would I let him walk the hell up out of here? Because you made a promise to me, you broke your fucking promise, and then you send me your cousin, and then y'all come in here laughing and grinning like I'm some fucking joke. This is why he don't play with people, because people crazy, for real." So the mama says, "Well, if you don't, I'm going to kill your wife." That's what he says, Javon. Guess what the man tells her when she says, "I'm going to kill your wife"?
What's that?
He says, "Go ahead. I'll get another one."
Whoa.
You understand? It's too late to think at this point you dealing with somebody who got a completely fucking different mindset than your ass. Because he tells her, "Go right ahead. I'll go get another one." So she slides up under the table, snatches his wife, and slits her throat. And guess what he says? "Next. Kill her ass and then kill her damn self."
Damn.
Wipe the whole family out. So this is why Miss Blue is telling you, you better start paying attention to your memory, because you've been that old before. You're already in the cycle of change. So you can have changes on the upswing or changes on the low swing. But your memory is going to be key to what happens to you over these next courses of couple of months. It's about your memory. You have the supercomputer. Stop playing fucking Jeopardy.
Okay.
There it is.
It
was a long way to get there. There it is.
No, that's beautiful.
Oh, but I need it.
I don't care what type of work you are doing. You're going to have to either start drawing or doing some type of animation or some type of pictures, photography. That's where your magnetic field for your wealth is, in all that area.
Okay.
Any of the art, direct?
Okay.
All right, we're about to go into the after hours.
All right, my brother.
All right, thank y'all.
Yes,
you're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. I'm sorry, I had to get that story out.
Oh, no, that was good. Shit.
I think I'm
going to
start watching the series now, because I just was just like, okay, you
well,
got
well, I'm glad you didn't see another episode, you know what I'm saying? Because you had it pretty cold there. Shit. I can imagine if you watched three episodes.
You know what?
You couldn't tell me you didn't watch it. Yeah.
I know I didn't.
Yeah.
That was my first
my
time.
My intuition, yeah, my intuition.
All right.
All right, beautiful. But yes, that finale, I'm going to go back and probably try to catch the series when it comes back, because I was just crazy about when I seen 3 million people wanted to see people's reaction to the finale. It wasn't. I was like, okay. So I'm telling my son, I want to see that. I thought he was sending me something to watch that was about the ending, but this was actually people's reaction to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It came out of the blue. It was unexpected, and they just wiped this family out. But there were signs and symbols there. So just heed that message. Heed that message. I see all of you guys on the phone line with your hands up. And so we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes,
yes it is.
On the line.
This is Baron calling from New York.
All right,
Baron,
Darren was
out
with me. Oh, Darren. Yeah, Baron. Baron, B-A-R-O-N.
Okay, Baron.
Oh, B-A-R-O-N. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. What's your birthday, big brother?
September 24th, 1982.
September 24th,
1982.
Okay.
What part of New York are you calling from?
Queens.
You're calling from Queens. Okay.
Yeah.
How's the weather up there?
It's nice. It's been raining. It's been raining a lot.
Okay.
Today it just recently got better. So.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Cool.
What?
I'm laughing at them in the chat room. They are so off the hook.
All right. Let's see. You got some shit here going on. Let me see.
Yeah.
Your whole thing is
Well, Shane.
Well, some powerful people coming to call tonight, man.
It really is.
You got some damn energy, man. For real. Your only hang up is right back to learning how to say no. You have to learn how to say no. But you got this detective shit going on too. You know what I'm saying? You I see social work, detective. But you got this decision and choice thing all mixed up. But you got, like, three planets on top of each other. And then what's happening, a lot of your numbers adding up to 33, which is a master vibration. Let me see what the planet. Yeah, you off the chain. You got that Christ grid energy with that pioneer. But hold on, let me see. So you have Mars and Uranus dead on top of each other, meaning you a communicator. You're supposed to be communicating.
Yeah,
you're
but I have a little trouble in that area though. Sometimes I feel like
that's where all your power at in communication. That's why you got all that stuff. Because that's the only challenge you get. We give ourselves challenges to come and conquer. You probably talk so much during the last life, you challenge yourself to not say nothing this time. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But you got it. You have a nice hand, but perfectionist off the top, but the thing is you would do all that warring because you get that indecisive thing going on also where you don't know what next move. So you always come to a fork in the road and always make the wrong turn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to get that shit together. But you most definitely get into higher learning, but you have to go hands-on with your higher learning. Like, you have to know every step and every part of the process.
Yeah.
All right? You have a real nice hand. Remember we talked earlier about the key to holding this good hand, you got to call a spade a spade. You're going to have to express yourself. But I damn sure have you on my team because you have a real nice hand here. And you can figure shit out. You can read people and shit, you know. So you have a nice suit there, but you got to express it. You don't open your mouth. And you can't get fat if you don't open your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the girl, you're in love with, you let her pass by, and next week she walking with somebody worse than you. You know, what I'm saying? Damn, I could open my mouth and hand her. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, so you got to learn to start opening your mouth, man. You know, don't make no decision. You know, you around here, you know, you're doubting yourself too much. You know what I'm saying? Because anytime, you know what you have to do? Get a plan in place.
Yeah.
Because that's where a lot of doubt and fear come from, because we don't have a plan in place. You don't doubt when you have a plan in place.
Yeah.
Especially if you know you really tripped up with your self-expression, what is the key to leaving the left hemisphere into the right, because you're very intuitive. You're off the chain intuitively, but you have to get out of that wandering at Las Vegas. You understand?
Yeah.
So what book you see for him, Ms. Blue?
Interesting enough, at first it was really leading me to one book, but I really see where the book is. At first I thought it was the book of art, because of because that energy is.
I've been told that a lot. But it
told what?
Like that I should go in the direction of music.
Yeah, I've seen that at first. What really, where you need to focus your energy is on the book of reincarnation.
Okay.
Because this is what is sort of kind of causing sort of the drawback for you. Why, even though we're saying communication is really your thing, you're saying that's what you struggle at. You struggle in this place of reincarnation in this particular area, because there was a time where you actually was in the position where you were a teacher. And in this position where you were a teacher, interesting enough, you, like myself, you actually were kidnapped in that life. And you were actually taken into, I'm trying to give you a place of where this is, so just give me a minute, I'm going to tell you what part of the world. But you were actually kidnapped, and this is going to be somewhere back in what it feels like energetically for me. It feels like it could be somewhere in where Europe is now, particularly somewhere back early Italy, in this particular area. You were kidnapped, and you were kidnapped by soldiers, and you were forced to teach a language to some people. It's not coming in. You were forced to teach this language to people, to a group of people, to these soldiers. But these soldiers was using this to then go and infiltrate people in another country and then to kill them. So you kind of were working for almost like maybe you were working for their government. And you were teaching them how to act like the Italian people, to integrate themselves into the Italian people, and then they would go out and find these people. They were kind of like assassins. They were killers. And so eventually what happened is you refused to speak anymore. And so I'm going to ask you this question. I want you to tell me about, how do you feel about wearing necklaces or turtlenecks?
I can't really say, but I know, like, I've recently been trying to, like, switch my whole attire and wear dress shirts. I know it's, like, today, like, I can't really specifically tell you, like, how I feel.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel comfortable wearing a tie?
I just recently tried one on earlier and just found out. It felt all right, but like I know I put my shirt on just a little while ago, and I was trying on my shirt, dress shirt, whatever, and it felt kind of tight, but it didn't like really like bring no alarm up. Like it didn't really.
Okay, so what about in the past? Tell me, is ties something you would have thought to wear? It's interesting that you're bringing ties up, and let me tell you why. Because eventually they were trying to find a way to kill you, but you actually killed yourself, and you hung yourself.
Wow. Wow.
So lots of, you know, a lot of times energetically, what I would see is for people who've had these triggers in a past life is they don't really like things confined around their neck. So
yeah.
Tight necklaces, turtlenecks, you won't find them wearing that. Even a tie would have to be loose, and you will probably find somebody else say, you need to tighten it. And they say, no, I don't.
I'm glad you're right. Could we stop for a second? I have this question right here. Knowing
yeah.
that the intuition is connected to the subconscious and connected to all the past lives and all past energy, leaving out of here like that, getting hung, how would that impact on your reincarnation coming back in? Would you come back hostile? Would you come back, you understand? If you left just murdered,
right.
would you come back with all that hostility with you? You understand? What,
yes.
what would that come back to?
It comes back. Very good question. It comes back, and it's different for many different people. We're going to talk about you for a second. How did this energy brought you back? Baron, this energy
yeah.
brought you back. How this energy came back for you, two things. It impacted your communication because the number one thing for you is that you don't speak your truth. You don't. And you
yes.
avoid conflict at any cost. You avoid conflict. You'd rather write a letter. You'd rather just stop going to a place or just stop doing something rather than verbalize it. So where your struggle is, you can tell anybody anything, but you'd rather not speak to them and tell them.
Yeah.
The other thing is you might also find, the other thing that you may also find or that sometimes people come back is this is where your hostility is. And you can think back, a lot of times this will impact you in your younger years, is when you
mm-hmm.
had to stand in front of the class and speak.
Yeah.
Guarantee you that was uncomfortable for your ass.
The last time I did, I had to stand in front of class. It was like I was kind of nervous.
Mhm. Yeah, no doubt. And here's the other thing. I also know that you speak another language.
I do.
Yeah.
At this current time, or just.
No, you do. Now, if you haven't tapped into that, you flirted with the idea of studying another language.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know in high school.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, I had Italian. And it's
Italian, damn. You just
oh.
say Italy. Ain't that something?
Yes. Yes.
Damn, of all the shit, everybody has Spanish where I went. You know,
yeah, but this is what I'm saying. This is how you can see that this past life
damn.
Thing is real. Because
mm-hmm.
what would even connect you to speak Italian? Most people
mm-hmm.
take Spanish or French or, you know,
right.
something like that.
Right.
And then
yeah.
for me to tell you that you were in Italy and these were some of the things and you have a strong connection when it comes to Italian culture.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a big part of that particular past life. The other gifts that you brought back, these gifts that you brought back, is definitely your communication skills. It's still there. But see, what happens
mm-hmm.
is we have these things that happened to us when we were children. I'm also very curious to see if there was any kind of situation where you've ever got caught in any kind of rope or somebody choked you or any of those things happening to you growing up?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, just think about it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been in a lot of situations, like a lot of situations, you know what I mean? Like, especially when I was younger, you know, I was always getting into something or hurting myself
mm-hmm.
or falling. One time
mm-hmm.
I fell and hit my head playing tug of war on the monkey bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't really remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, it doesn't have to be exacerbated to that point. I think we've said enough here to confirm to you if there's any doubt about your connection that it's there, especially the strong connection with Italy, the communication, this whole thing. But no doubt that's a big part of the work that you came back to the planet to do. It has to do with communication. The Book of Reincarnation is going to be important to you because this is for you, because what happens is we've had hundreds of past lives. This particular past life is the one that's kind of impacting you the most here, because there were things that have happened throughout your life growing up that has made a trigger. And some of these triggers started as early as 6 years old for you. And when we have these things that trigger things, you said, yes, we'll come back to that. But when we have these triggers, they get activated. They start to activate these things from past life. When we come here, we don't know fear. We don't know that we don't like peas. We don't know that orange juice tastes nasty. We don't know that. But these are triggers from past lives that really bring this energy on. And whenever we stray from our course, this is important for anyone listening, when we go off the course of what we set, our divine blueprint, we spend a lot of time planning our reincarnation back here with our spirit guides and really just talking this over before we come back to the planet to say we're going to come back here and this is what we're going to do. When we go off these courses, this is how some of those past life things get activated. So people say, well, Miss Blue, why do you focus on? I focus on that because that's what's holding you back from your work you came here to do. Because you're supposed to be communicating. And until you heard this information here tonight from Brother Bilal and myself, that portal would not be open up for you. You see, this was a divine appointment that you set to come hear this message, you know?
Yeah.
So when I said some of these things got activated when you were around six, you said yes. What happened when you were six?
I don't really remember nothing. Six years old. I know like at five, I probably was in New York. Then from five to six, I moved down. I might have moved down south.
Yeah, and it was very devastating. It was devastating for you.
Let me ask you something, Ms.
You would,
I'm sorry. I'm looking at everything, and I'm looking at how this grand shrine is getting ready to line up. Even with these two squares that's getting ready to take place, he's looking like a bad-ass spiritual teacher, for real.
Oh, yes.
Like, for real,
and
for real.
Yes, I really can feel that energy with him. And this is why it is going to be important for you to bring this information out for you when it comes to reincarnation. Not so you can live your past life, but so you can have sort of a better understanding about those things that are coming forth. And I'm also going to tell you what's at the root of reincarnation. What's at the root of reincarnation is what truly lives in your heart. That's what's behind reincarnation, is what's truly living in your heart. You're actually in a triad cycle right now. And this cycle is all about joy. It's about love. It's about having fun. It's about you getting out. It's about you socializing. Because energetically, what you're going to be doing is opening up your communication portal for yourself. And so it's going to be important that you speak as much as possible. Not that you can go around and be a motor mouth, but so that you can express what's truly in your heart. Because, see, that's the trick with you. You speak what's in your mind and not what's in your heart. And so for you to begin to tap into this energy, particularly when it comes to you connecting with the Book of Reincarnation, which is very powerful, because this is how you bring the wholeness to you, you're going to have to speak what's in your heart and not what's in your mind. Let go of tradition and start going with what's in your mind.
Very good.
Okay.
So you follow that, bro, you'd be like the Dalai Lama in a minute. Shit. a black robe on, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah,
fly.
Very beautiful,
indeed.
Very beautiful, beautiful energy.
Yeah.
This is a great time for you to really start mapping out a plan with heart intentions from this point forward for yourself and start acting on them. Yeah. Good energy.
Okay.
Very good energy in this cycle you have. Yes. Beautiful.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right,
I keep it posted.
All right. Yes.
All right.
Keep us posted. Hold the line, please. Hold the line.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in.
Great energy tonight, huh?
Oh, yes. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 501?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, I'm sorry. Janae, I'm calling from North Little Rock, Arkansas.
You're calling from where?
North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
Arkansas. Okay, we're just talking about you, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
And when is your birthday?
August 8th, 1981.
Okay.
August 8th? 1989. 81. Oh, 81. Okay, okay.
Yes.
A lot of 8 energy there.
Mm-hmm.
And how's your night going?
It's going pretty good. I had a good time listening to the show. It's been really good.
Okay.
So you said the first time you listened?
No, I've been listening for a few years now.
Okay. So how is Arkansas?
It's really hot right now. It's getting like up in 90.
Oh, wow.
All right. I have you here. Let me see. You are a love child. Love, love, love. Okay. You love love. Let me see. Oh, yeah. The biggest issue, balance. Everything to you is about balance, but it's like your emotions get the best of you. You understand? It's like, just like we talked about the eyes earlier. The perception is never the reality, and when the reality show up, it's never what you expected. He's not the person I thought he was. Damn. And so your big thing, a lot of the same issues tonight, really making a sound decision, making a conscious decision, like holding up for a minute before you say yes, you know what I'm saying? Wait till it come through. You very, very intuitive. You know how to, you can read people, you can read the room, and you can read everything but your own situations. You understand? So you need to focus more on, you know, on how you feel and what your vibe is, you know. Especially with this, like I said, with this grand trine come up. Let me see how this would affect you. Let me see. Because, then what, and see the type of work you are. You're a natural counselor, off top. You could counsel, mediate, do all those things. But at the same time, you have to do it in your own house. You know. But I also see promoter also. So you should be very good with your voice. So anywhere between promoting and counsel, even damn singing shit. You know what I'm saying? You have a songwriting skill. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot going on there, but it just needs to be balanced with you slowing up a minute. You get a little bit ahead of yourself.
Okay.
A little bit ahead. Then your trust gets tripped up, you know what I'm saying? So you get a little bit ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So redefine what that love is for you, too. Redefine that. All right. What book you see with it, Ms. Boo?
Oh, wow. Beautiful energy here, my sister. Beautiful energy. The book that I see is Signs and Symbols.
Okay, I was thinking maybe it was the Book of Reincarnation, but Signs and Symbols. I mean, does, Nicholas.
See, you're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
She's
doing it again, huh? Signs
yeah,
and symbols. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any kind of skin issues?
I have like a little bit of acne.
Okay. Definitely skin issues. And I'm going to tell you why. Here's a big part of where your struggle is. If you can put this into alignment, you'll see all of that acne. You'll see all of those things go away. The skin, of course, is the largest organ on the body. Okay, but here's what I want you to know. You struggle with, these are the two things that you struggle with your spirit and you becoming one. So most people try to connect their spirit and sort of themselves to become one. You're energetically right now trying to separate your human body from your spirit. I don't know if you were aware of that. That's why you're having skin problems.
I always thought I was trying to connect them, but I'm disconnecting them.
Yeah. Consciously, you probably are. But there's a part of you that is trying to disconnect away from your human body from your spirit. So here's a couple of things. I want to talk about that, and then I want to tell you the good stuff about the Book of Signs and Symbols. The first thing is, tell me about your meditation practice.
I don't really have one. I try to get into it,
exactly.
But I always seem to be distracted.
Right. You don't have one. Now, I want you to stay here with me because we can all learn from this. That's one of the easiest ways. It can be challenging at times, but you get what I'm saying. One of the easiest ways for the mind, the body, and the spirit to become one. So when I said to you earlier that you're separating, and you say, oh, no, I'm trying to work on bringing it together. No, you're not. Because, see, you would have a meditation practice. Because that is in the moment where you can recognize and understand that stillness. I say this to you because you have a highly, highly active crown chakra. And because your crown chakra is so highly activated, you have got to get your ass in a place where you can become one with yourself. Right now, everything is in components. And we know that whenever we start to look at things in pieces, what side of the hemisphere are we dealing with? We're dealing with the left brain. So you're going to have to make that bridge, as Brother Bilal was talking about earlier, of moving over to the right hemisphere. Because what's happening is all of the downloads are coming into you because you're getting a lot of downloads. But then you go straight to your left brain.
Right. Always, yeah.
And when you go straight to your left brain, that's how you jump the gun to think what it is, because you think truly when you see an apple, it's a damn apple.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not the message you're pulling in from spirit. Spirit is telling you that apple is not really what I want you to focus on. I want you to focus on to see if you can see the tree. But you don't sit there long enough to wait for the tree. You done moved on to, hey, everybody, I got an apple. So this is
Let me ask you something, Ms. Boo-Boo. In knowing that, you know, the feminine, you know, the female expression is naturally intuitive, what role would this play with having issues with feminine energy, like for us, your mother or your grandmother, you know, that's blocking this sign.
Yeah.
So that's supposed to be a natural thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Really, really, really good. Really, really good question. The role here is because of what was your, tell me your name again.
Janae has women. Correct, Janae? You have issues with women.
I'll say yes.
I mean, I'm not trying to make you say yes.
No, I do.
No, yeah. She has issues with women. And because of this, a lot of these issues stem from relationships with your mom. And I also see someone who may have been a sister to you or like a sister to you. And because of that, you're shutting down a lot of the energy that you need from the right hemisphere. Because you get your wisdom from your mother. So I always say this to women. I don't care how smart you think you are, intelligent, how intuitive, you'll never be wiser than your mother. Now, you may know more than her ass, but you won't be wiser than her.
Okay.
Because we also got to know that we have chosen our parents, mother and father, before we got here. So therefore, not from a judgment point of view, they will always hold the key, the mother, to your wisdom. Because it is through that understanding of that relationship that you're going to be able to, if you want to look at it, get what you needed while you chose her as your mother. Otherwise, it becomes a lost lesson. So this is why the book for you to focus on is signs and symbols, because you're not paying attention to signs and symbols. You've got to be able to pay attention to the signs and to the symbols that you're getting. And when they come in, sit with it long enough so that you can process it through your right hemisphere. So how do you process something through your right hemisphere and then your left? You have to sometimes sit with it. See, that is the greatest meditation in the world, is to be able to sit with something, to allow it to feel your spirit and to become one with it and not just look at it from one angle. A lot of things I get intuitively that come into me, I have to sit with it. Because initially, maybe what I would have jumped and thought it was, that's not what it's trying to, that's not even what my higher self, the divine, whatever we want to call it, was trying to communicate to me. Meditation for you, the greatest practice, focus on your breathing, breathe in, breathe out, close your eyes. That shuts down all of those portals and channels that live in the upper cavity of your brain.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to help.
When you get that feeling over you, do you feel something is not right? Not right hemisphere? Something is not right?
Yes.
No,
a lot of times.
I go with the first instinct, and I think that's the right one. I don't really let it, I guess, marinate long enough to get anything else out of it.
It may be the first instinct, but if we're doing way too much thinking in our brain, that shuts down instinct. But remember, it's an intuition doesn't scream at you. It doesn't yell. Intuition don't say, hurry up. Intuition doesn't say, oh, my God. Very, very, very rarely would intuition say, oh, God, don't do that. Intuition doesn't talk to you like that. It's very calm because it's not wrapped up in a lot of these human things. Very calm. Very. It's not the loudest voice you hear.
Would you say it would be like an energy feeling around you or some sorts?
That it can definitely be triggered by that. It certainly can.
It certainly can be triggered by that. When you start to pull this energy in, don't jump. And that's what I see you doing. I see you jumping. I see it coming in, and you jump before the rest of it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm afraid of it, like where it's going to take me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump with it. Just sit with it. Because no, it can never lead you wrong. What I want you to do is to take about 2 minutes a day, set a clock, set a timer, complete silence, and I want you to hit the clock for 2 minutes, and I want you to sit, and whatever comes to you, I want you to write it down. When the clock goes off at 2 minutes, I want you to look at it, go back over it, reflect it, see what it is, and practice this for about a week or two. So you can get comfortable with information coming in because you have tons of it pouring in through your crown chakra. Allow it to come in until you can feel it in your toes. You're stopping when it gets to your nose.
Hmm.
Let it come all the way in.
Okay.
Yeah. And start to work with that. But signs and symbols and really shifting that energy to the right hemisphere. And I don't care what you got to do, you need to be able to really get a good understanding with your relationship with your mother.
Hmm.
Okay.
You're going to have to make that one right. That's the key to your wisdom. That's it. Remember, you chose her. You said, I want you to be my mama. You better find out why.
Right.
Find out why you chose her to be your mama.
All right.
Peace and love.
All right.
You find out why
peace
you picked her
you.
For your mama. You call us back.
I will do that. Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Peace and love.
Bye.
Great.
Bye.
All right. We have an international caller calling in from area code 011647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Greetings. We can't hear you. We'll come back. Calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917. 917. We're going to come back.
That is, yes.
Yeah. It's a lot of calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. How are you?
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Greetings, peace and blessings. This is Janine.
Okay, greetings, Janine.
Yes, April the 21st, 1982.
1982?
82, the year of the dogs.
Okay, okay. That's all right. Okay. Yeah, you go ahead. All right. Let's see what we have here.
Janine, you over there having a party?
No, actually, I'm watching Baby First TV, keeping my daughter asleep.
I heard some music. I'm like, what is that?
Yes, Baby First TV.
Aww.
And she's wide-eyed. She must know that y'all about to tell me something.
Yeah, she's like, you on the remix?
Yeah.
I tell you what, a lot of intuition tonight.
Yes. A lot of intuition.
Very, very intuitive, and everybody pretty much in that same area where you get to that fork in the road too soon by not making the right decision, by
true.
Not standing still long enough. You understand?
Yes.
And you have to get back to using your intuition. You know it. You know, it's just that's why you be so taken aback when you're like, damn, I knew this shit was gonna turn out like this. You know.
Yes.
So, yeah, you know it, though. You know it. And I recommend, I could see how you learn it, and I see the area of doing social work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, no.
That's what my degree is in, social relations.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Beautiful.
I'm telling you, only And see, the way it's getting ready to line up, let me see how this trine is going to affect you, how it's lining up. It actually could be a very good period for you, but you have to try something new, a new approach on doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
You got me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can I ask this? I was listening to you. It seemed like everything that y'all were saying to the last three people was all about me. Going into the mm-hmm. you chose your mother thing.
Yes.
Mm. My mom passed when I was 8. And ever since she passed, left the flesh, I was like soul searching. I always was looking for something, and I don't know what I was looking for.
Mm.
It's like I'm mm-hmm. looking for something, that lost thing. That's me. Like, I'm being totally honest. That is me. The mm-hmm. wanderer, I am the wanderer. And it's like, what am I looking for?
I'll tell you, I'm going to give you this thing and turn it over to Ms. Blue. I'm going to tell you where your soul mate is. And when I say soul mate, I'm talking about the internal soul mate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your soul mate is activated when you are helping elderly people, mm-hmm. children. If you go volunteer sometime at the home, at the old folks shelter, you got to go do that. That's how you heal yourself.
Mm. And it always feels good when I do those things.
I know it do. That's where your soul mate, that's how it come on. That's how you activate it.
Mm-hmm.
And stop being a little stubborn there, too.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Miss Blue.
Yeah. Beautiful energy. Definitely beautiful energy. Yeah. I hear the baby. It's just, it's so soothing. Hear
that's
the baby.
That's Jabrielle.
Oh.
Yeah, I named her Jabrielle.
Hey.
Jabrielle. Hey.
Hey. Hot. Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, your book is Intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Intuition is your book, and it's all around you, intuition. And when you said, you know, that you feel like you're constantly searching, and you're looking for something, that really is. That's good on some level because it keeps you in the work, and it keeps you moving forward. I do see that the thing that I want to tell you about your intuition is for you. The thing that keeps tripping you up when it comes to getting stuff. If you have to start looking at the reason you're doing things. That's why you're in this constant search. Because you don't look at the reason. Start focusing on the reason and ask yourself, why am I doing this? And more times than not, you're going to know, I don't need to do that. Or... this is what I should be doing. It's going to build that solid confidence for you so that you can trust your intuition.
Oh.
At least so you can trust your intuition. And, you know, you have your beautiful baby there, and congratulations.
Thank you.
To you and to your daughter. And one of the things, though, I want you to stop doing is I want you to stop making promises to your daughter that you will not leave her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Your mother just told me that. Stop making promises that you will not leave her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
It's just
and
like, you know, it's just so hard when I look at her. I see my mother. She looks just like her. She's a spitting image of her. And when my mom left me, you know, I was just like devastated. Like, no, we were supposed to do everything together. And then when I was blessed with her, at the age of 30. Because I don't, you know, she's my only child, and I was just like, oh,
yeah.
Mom, you came back to me. I'll never leave you again. And
yes, yes.
So that's
Stop.
What it is with me and my daughter.
Yes. Stop making promises. Your mother, this is directly from your mother, so you know how divine it is, because I could never pull these words together. Stop making promises that you will never leave her because she never left you.
Oh, my goodness.
She never left me.
Mm.
She's still with you. She's still right there, and she still is around you. She's always around the baby, and she has never left you. And so your mother says that when you're sitting there kissing and making these promises, stop doing that. Don't do it. Because yes, your mom
today.
Is saying that. Don't. Stop doing it.
Yes, mother.
Yes.
Yes, mother.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, and also one of the things that your mother is interesting enough, and maybe you can tell me if this makes sense. I see a little boy with your mother.
A little boy?
It's a baby. I see a boy. It's a boy.
Oh, my God.
With your mother.
Wow.
And she's smiling, saying to tell you she has the little boy.
Wow.
Who is the boy? The boy is your baby that you lost.
The boy is my baby, but I never had a child. I never had the child.
Right. You had the abortion.
But I prayed and begged that, you know, I was making the right decision.
Yeah.
And when I got the message back that it was the right decision, I kind of, like, left it alone.
Yeah. Two things. That's why I said your mother is smiling and to tell you that she has the boy. She has the baby.
Because I thought I was having a son when I was pregnant with my daughter.
Mm.
I thought he was coming, that I was going to have the son.
Yeah. Well, two things. And I've talked to babies. Before they've been born. And, of course, you know that we choose our parents.
Yes.
And sometimes the soul only needs to come back for a short period of time. And so on a human level, things are very difficult and they become complicated to understand. But on a spiritual level, these things have already, they are divine. You see, and so your son, he just needed a short period of time to be here to reincarnate himself. But there were also some very valuable lessons that were for you to learn also from that experience with him. So, but your mother is holding the baby. The baby boy is with her, and she's smiling, and she said to stop making those promises that you don't need to make and that she never left you. And so your mother is there. Your mother is around you, and that's who your daughter is playing with. When you hear her laughing at herself and doing that, that's her. Your mother says she's also the person who comes and knocks on the door and you think you heard something and go and no one's there. That's her. She comes to the door. Yes. All of
that
those
happens
things.
Almost every day in my apartment.
Yes, that's her.
I run to that door.
She's telling me, and she's very active, and she said she's been there throughout your whole life. Those times that you thought she wasn't there, she was there for you. And she was there with you. Yeah. Beautiful. Very powerful, you know. And she's around you. Who is having a birthday coming up? Somebody is having a birthday?
Yes, my niece. Well, she's my cousin's daughter who my aunt raised me when my mom passed, her sister. All of her daughters are my sisters, and then you know, I'm like the aunt to the niece and nephews. So Peyton's birthday is coming July the 12th.
Okay, well, acknowledge your mother when you go, because she said she's looking forward to it. Because I guess some people who family. Who haven't been there, they're coming. And she's going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Acknowledge her. Acknowledge her. Tell them to acknowledge her. Yeah. Because she'll be there. They love that. Yeah, this was beautiful.
It is, and this is the second time I listened to the show. The first time I listened to the show, you were doing the thing with the everybody going on a horse and into the tunnel.
Oh, yeah, for Brother
and
Bobby
the
Hammett.
Last, yes, for Bobby Hammett, yes, and I prayed for him that whole night. But
yes.
That was the first time I heard the show, and after that I heard y'all speak, I just, you know, I was like, oh, my God, I got to hear this. I got to hear it. And then my godmom today, she's all on the phone and on a live thing, and she puts me on the phone. She's like, well, when I pushed one, so when they answer, you'll be able to talk. So, yeah. So I want to show that gratitude to my godmom because she's the reason why.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
I listen to you, sister, and you are baby.
Oh.
I pulled the baby blue card. I pulled the baby blue card. I have my own card. So the connection was there, and I was waiting for 215 to come out.
Oh,
so
well,
you
beautiful.
Called me, and I'm here.
Beautiful.
I'm thankful.
Well, I am thankful as well. It's so beautiful. It's always beautiful when spirits come and they come through, even when I'm doing readings. I love it when they show up. You know, sometimes who people want to show up don't show up, but this was so divine. Your mother showed up and so beautiful. And so I'm glad that I could, you know, give you that message here that she said, stop telling that baby you're never going to leave her.
Because I do it every day. Every
day. So, yes. So, there you go. You may want to do a wind chime to put out back because your mother likes doorbells. She likes to ring doorbells. She likes to knock on doors. She likes that. She really loves that. So, yeah.
And I don't live in an apartment, so I don't have it. So that's why she's knocking, because I don't have a bell.
Okay, because that's what she told me. She said, tell her it's me knocking at the door. When she thinks somebody's there, it's me knocking.
Oh, my mom. She was always a jokester. She's funny.
Wow. She is there, and she's sending so much love, and she has the baby boy, and he's smiling and happy there with her as well. So peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you and Brother Bilal. Y'all are the best. Have a great one.
All right. You too. Peace and love. Oh, wow. Beautiful. So what we're going to do is let me go ahead and where is my thing to, I need to call Brother Bilal. Let me see how. Oh, wow. Let's see if we can get Brother Bilal back on the phone line. So. His call dropped. Just so much energy going on there. Let's see. Bear with me.
My call dropped.
Bilal, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, you are back live in the remix.
Yes.
Oh
man, I was getting into it and my call dropped. I'm gonna have to download now. That was good.
Yeah, that was really, really beautiful.
We have time for one more?
I think we can try to take one more. We may get cut off. So if we do, you guys, you know how to download. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Bilal for the soul alignment readings at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. You can always contact me for readings as well at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 502, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, Green.
Yes.
Who's on the line, please?
Oh, wow. I am Shavonda Johnson, birthday 8/30/79. And I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're calling from Kentucky. Oh, we got all of these states in here tonight. Do you have us on speakerphone?
I did. I don't anymore.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so when is your birthday again?
8/30/79.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably echo because I'm in this house.
We just moved. So, like, nothing in here. Literally, it's a huge echo. I'm going out on the porch. It might be better.
Okay. No, you're fine.
Almost in one. All right, here we go. Oh, man, you had a serious lineup when you were coming in here. Okay.
A lot of stuff happened when I was born, too. It was crazy. Like, I almost didn't make it. My mom passed. We had a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, so that's why what I see.
I mean, she made it through, but her heart stopped twice. Mine stopped once. We had a lot of stuff going on that day.
Well, the first thing. Well, let me hold on 1 second. No, because I'm looking at your energy here. Hold on. Okay, you're supposed to be a promoter using your voice. Yeah, that's what
crazy.
You're supposed to be doing.
That's
what
promoting
what you do.
And
using my voice.
You what now?
No, I'm just laughing because, like, someone came to me about singing. Like, but I only sing, like, while I work or around the house.
Like, you could
or
announce people. You're an announcer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's what you do. But look, not because your magnetic field is connected to that. That's a lot of work you chose to do. But where your hindrance is, you don't do your own research. Your research is real weak.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do. You take other people's word, benefits of a doubt, and you always looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be more of a perfectionist. You got to pay attention to details. You don't pay attention to the details.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay attention to the details. And so what happened, you always, like I say, pay as a result of that, you always pay the price. And then then at the same time, you have that rejection thing going on too, you know. So, you know, it's a lot of energy. But you are truly innovative. You know, you're supposed to start, but you start a lot of stuff and you don't finish neither. So that's a whole other issue. You understand?
Yeah. It's more or less not like I started. It's like I get a lot of ideas and I never push them through to anything.
You'll never execute. Yeah, just like working out, you'll never start. It's always going to be next Monday.
It's always next Monday.
What you got, Miss Blue? What you have for?
Definitely, when it comes to the book of art. The book of art is definitely where a big part of your focus to be on the book of art. You're in an interesting time as you get ready to move into where your birthday is. I also see. Did you have?